Okay, we'll call this meeting to order at 6:32, May 11th. All right, where do we begin? Okay, anybody here for a public comment period that we have on the agenda? You guys are all here for other items, I assume?
You betcha.
Okay, we'll skip that then. Appointments. Jason, you are up.
Okay. I guess we do have public comment.
You can take that portion. Musical chairs, Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, you can sit there.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. We'll just give you a couple updates on what we're seeing with the project so far. We've got on the independent stuff, we talked to the surveyor about including the expansion that we discussed last month. They've got that information. They are starting the property surveys this week, and we should have the right-of-way exhibit maps put together by the end of the month so that we can give that information over to the tribe and get the appraisals scheduled for it. We're still also working with our cultural survey to get that worked out. There's some permitting we're working out to get them on our Utero license so that they can also get out there and work off of ours. But as soon as that's done, they'll be able to get out and get the cultural started on it. And that's not as time sensitive. That can happen over the summer. And if there's endangered species like Euglena stresses, then that'll be at the end of the summer that we have to investigate that anyways. I said if.
Okay.
They're going to be less that, so.
Are they?
There's rumor.
No? That'd be great. That'd be really good. So,
then what will it be?
A weed.
Man's trap.
There you go.
The weed that it really is. Every time you dig, it seems to grow. So, anyways, that's where that's sitting right now. I talked to Mike Weldon. He's going to get back to me probably tomorrow about starting, but we've got all the materials we need, so I asked him to get us on the schedule so that we can finish up Ledge Lane. And so he's working that out right now, and he should get back to me on his schedule soon. So
with that, we've locked him in on the contract price.
He's given us, we've done a change order and everything for it, so it's just been that the snow's been there.
Yeah.
And we've been waiting on materials. So we've got everything. The snow's out of the way. Materials are here, so we can get them out there. So let's see. We are... We're looking at funding options for the East system improvements. I discussed that briefly with Jim and Dixon yesterday. What options there are. There's a deadline for the CIB application for June 1st. If you want to go this round, we still have to go through the whole right-of-way process with the tribe. So you can go for it this round. We'd have to get on the ball with it to get your public hearing done and everything in time for getting the CIB application. And it may need to be a special meeting for that public hearing, but... the public hearing just has to be advertised and has to be in process of being done when you get the application in. So, if you want to go this route, that's just what we'd have to do, is we'd have to get that scheduled, or the public hearing scheduled for going to CIB for more money. Or you can wait until the next application period. If you go ahead.
What's the dates on those, Jason?
So if you went to, and I was just trying to look them up, but if you go for this June 1st application, and it's three times a year that they do this, but this June 1st, if we go for that, then they start their funding process in October, November, in that time period. And I think October is the next time you can apply, so, and then they do one in February. So if... there's still some things. It might make sense to hold off until we've got more information on right-of-ways and have a better nailed-down cost estimate put together before we go asking for the money. That's kind of something that we bounce back and forth with Jim and Dixon. But if you want, we can get after it and get an application put together, and you guys can try to secure it now with some of these unknowns, because we've got a preliminary route on there, but we don't know, like, we haven't talked to the property owners yet, so we don't know if we're going to have to go some way totally different yet.
That could take most of the summer to get just that
done. It could, yeah. So that's just some of the challenges that we're up against on that one. So we probably recommend waiting until October to go for funding on that one. But keep that on the radar, that with that process, we'll need to schedule like the public hearing and go through that, and we can help you guys get that application put together as that deadline gets a little closer, if that's what you want us to do. If you want us to hold off longer, we can too, but that would be a good time period. We're looking at the Independence project, hopefully having that project ready to bid in the fall of this year. As long as we can get those right-of-ways squared away with the tribe, we should be good to go to bid in the fall of this year. Once we get our bids back, we'll know how far we'll be able to go with that. And then maybe reassess at that point how much we go for funding from CIB to, one, finish the independent stuff, and two, take care of the rest of the East system improvements.
Sounds like a good idea.
And then at that point, you know, then while Independence is starting to be constructed, we're working on the East system improvement design and getting all that taken care of. So that's just kind of a roadmap of what we're looking at for the next couple of years on that side of the system.
Perfect. So what's the board's thoughts on sending it to CIB in the fall or next month?
If you went next month and didn't have all the stuff put together you need to, you probably, the chances they could take it back or not.
Right, yeah, if you don't have everything like squared away necessarily, then that brings up a lot of questions with that board, and we've seen that in the past where you get a little bit of kickback.
So it would probably be better to wait till the fall when all of this is accomplished and taken care of.
Right.
You have all the answers.
Yeah, well, more answers. I don't know who has all the answers.
You can commit by that.
So if we did that, if it was favorable for us at the CIB funding, potentially put it out to bid and then construction in the spring of 24.
Yeah. Yep, that's probably what we'd look at. So, okay.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, I think their funding is going to improve the situation now that, you know, they're in kind of behind, but last year was a really good year for Severance.
Yeah.
So I think that their funding situation may be a little more favorable.
Okay.
So, or a little bit later
in the fall
than now. It may not be this fall yet, maybe next year, but...
Right.
Water smart money is strictly irrigation?
Water smart is a tricky one. That's it's federal money, and with that comes federal requirements.
Sure.
It's been a hard sale to get water smart money for...
Culinary.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd ask.
We
could get creative.
We've tried a couple times with other water districts to get water smart money for metering and stuff like that.
We could get somebody down there to flood irrigate out of our culinary system for a while, maybe. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, so that's the direction we'll go with that then. Your leaded copper, I don't know if you guys have seen the email yet. I talked to the manager at Drinking Water about the leaded copper funding. She said that your authorization letter should be coming this week, but I think we've heard that before from her, so they're working on it. They're trying to get them sent out as quickly as they can, but they're short-staffed and overworked. So
about to get worse for them if they're requiring this for every...
Yeah, it's a big undertaking.
Yeah.
So, but they're trying to get... Since that authorization letter gets out, then you guys have... you're able to get going on that one, too. So we'll keep you apprised of that.
Perfect.
That's all I have.
Unless you guys have other questions for it.
Well, that's good news. Progressing that Independence process there and acquiring those easements, that's a big step in the right direction.
Yeah.
So that's great. Thanks, Jason.
On that ledge lane, there hasn't been any pipe put in, right?
Not yet. There's.
Okay, so this is just for the pump?
This is for the pipe.
For the pipe?
Yeah, so Weldon is going to be installing the pipe, and then Jim and Dixon are going to be installing the pumps.
Did we get those pumps in?
They're not here yet.
They haven't showed up yet.
Ryan and I just got a valve in yesterday to isolate the pump station. So
I mean, we've ordered the pumps, so they're not here.
The 20th was the date.
Okay, gotcha. When did you order those?
This was all funding from leftover from Pleasant Valley.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So
you put to good use there. That's a project that we've had on the.
Do you have
books
a number put together from the rest of that? I don't with me, but I can get that to you.
But it'll cover what we have left over.
It will. So, as we were looking at it, it'll cover a good portion of it. I think you guys are going to be paying. Don't call me on this. It was like $30,000 or $40,000 above what you guys have funding available, and that'll cover like some of the pumps and some of the SCADA. So.
That's right. We've talked about that, I think.
But I'll go back through and look at those numbers.
Okay. Well, I was talking about the expansion on Independence. Do you know what the numbers are?
The expansion on Independence?
Independence to do the east tie-ins and then the expansion east. Do you know what the...
Yes, we were looking at roughly... Do you have that? Can you pull that up? Sorry, I should have had that available. I think we're at... I better not give you the number, because I'm going to be way off.
The number you just got to throw out. Okay.
Sorry.
Work it a little bit.
Yeah, let me...
work it down, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh. That's a good way to go.
It's not up to me.
I know.
I wish I could. Maybe if we could get the price of pipe down a little bit, we could work something out.
What do you hear on pipe? I've heard different things, conflicting things.
Last I talked to the suppliers, PVC is still high, and HDPE is still about, I'd say like 60-75% the cost of PVC.
Wow. So
it's been pretty steady on the HDPE side. It jumped up from what you bought from Pleasant Valley. You guys bought it at the right time, and you got a screaming deal on it. That was incredible. But
thanks, Jim. And Dixon.
We're more expensive than it was then, but it's for 8-inch pipe. We're roughly $13 a foot.
So I read an article that they're trying to claim that PVC is bad. You're hurting about that.
I'm feeling the effects of it.
It isn't.
What isn't?
They're saying, it's problematic.
In the state of California or in all states?
We need to go to glass pipe.
They're saying copper.
No. Copper and glass.
Let's put lead down.
I mean, it's like, it's copper everything. It's copper. Anyway, I read something the other day, and there were some studies showing that PVC is not good.
Don't send that to me. I'm curious about it.
Oh, boy.
So you're trying to peddle us poison that you're trying to do. I see. Can you imagine copper?
Yeah, gonna have to replace all the pipe.
Copper?
Yeah.
Wow.
You
don't need that much bleach copper line.
That's the next thing coming out of the PVC room.
Yes. Right.
Well, that's what I was thinking. My goodness.
It's got to be something.
I say the copper lobby is working hard because they've got solar going hard. They've got PV going hard. They've got grid system going hard. Now they're after PVC. I mean, them guys are doing good. We need to hire them. If they can pull that off on PVC.
Yeah. They're a persistent bunch. I'll give them that much.
Hmm. But I'm your kid. I read it. I'm like, this is insane.
Is it like the... biofilms?
It was a chemical given in the system coming from it, leaching off of it.
The resin?
And it was, a problem. Making bald headed babies.
Well, it was lead and copper, now it's going to be PVC, so, okay.
Well, I'm starting to be one of those guys.
Great.
But it's incredible.
I think you can create a study in a
depends on who's paying. Yeah.
Yeah, you can make it say whatever you want.
Yeah,
I think you're right. So okay, well, thanks, Jason. Appreciate
you. Thank you, guys.
Eric, do you have anything for us today?
Just a quick update. The two projects I briefed you guys on before, they're sort of still on hold with the development at the Blue Gas Station.
Right.
And then as well as Wyatt Griffith. Mm-hmm. He's moving forward with Troy. He hired Troy Gadd as a surveyor. So he's moving forward in that direction right now. Said he's still going to use us when it comes to that point, so keep you guys updated on that. A couple other projects. I feel like we're getting quite a few projects involving you guys. You know where Carl Lamb lives? Mm-hmm. Right across from him, sort of to the west of his warehouse, there is a Ute Energy. They're looking at developing a pad right there.
Oh.
So there might be a connection that goes in there, just to give you guys a heads up. They asked us to look into what you guys could deliver to them at that point.
Can we waive the wheeling fee if we drop a connection there? Are we not paying a wheeling fee?
To who?
The tribe?
No.
For that new line that we ran?
No.
That didn't take place?
I don't think that went through.
You remember, Dixon?
We're not paying a wheeling
fee. Yeah, they asked it, but I don't think we agreed to it. We were able to agree to anything.
This
like
is
that.
The same place we're talking, though, that mm-hmm. intersection that we crossed. So is the tribe wanting the connection?
Yeah, I know it's Ute Energy. Ute Energy is the tribe owned, yeah. It's their enterprise there.
Okay.
So... Did they have any clue what kind of requirements they're looking for or needs? I don't think it's going to be a high flow. I think it's just going to be water trucks from what I'm hearing.
Ooh.
So that makes it challenging. So who are you working with there? I'd have to check. It's not my project specifically.
I just wondered. I think
water truck loadout is what they're looking at then?
Yeah, but I don't know quantity or anything of that nature.
Yeah.
So...
They're on a pad there. Why would we do a water truck from it? That makes sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
We'll get some information.
So I'll get...
If they're going to do a water loadout, we're going to have tanks. Mm-hmm. We've dove down this road with Carl as well.
Okay.
Overpromised what we could actually deliver. And I think in order to do it right, Dixon, we looked into they're going to have some tanks.
Okay.
Well, if they're both there, we're going to have to make Carl have a tank too, because...
Right.
Doesn't Carl have a connection right there?
Yeah.
He's got two 4-inch.
We had to buy one back.
Oh, yeah, now he's only got one.
You had to buy it back?
We had to buy one of his connection back so we could deliver it.
So Carl does
what
not...
What he wanted. We could deliver, it's just what he was after. It just wasn't going to make sense, especially with two connections. We couldn't even with one.
So Carl currently has no storage capacity. He's still just pulling right off the line. Yeah. Okay.
I'll get some more details. Like, this just recently came up to me, so I just want to make you guys aware of that.
Very good.
But then the other project that involves you is Poline Road Box Culvert. I know a couple of you guys have been involved with that. So just to give you an update there, it was bid out today. We got one bid that wasn't favorable for the budget as of right now. So that may be pushed back to next spring. We're looking at possibilities of rebidding it, but just to keep you guys aware of that.
Today was the deadline?
We had one bid. Today was the deadline.
Okay.
So, did you guys figure that was widely advertised?
Yes.
Only one.
We had quite a few plan holders. I want to say 4 or 5, which in today's day and age of what we're bidding out, it's quite a few.
What was the estimate?
Our estimate was right around 600.
And you still only got one.
Mm-hmm. How much over?
A few hundred thousand.
Holy cow. That's concerning.
Yeah,
one bid on a 600-ton project. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So we're looking at the possibility of rebidding it.
Okay.
So
just get it done before.
I got one. I mean, I'm just
water goes in.
That's
we haven't made contact.
I mean, they're not very clear. That's what it tells me. I don't like that.
Right. We haven't made contact with the other plan holders to see exactly why they didn't bid it. But
I'm just looking at it from a.
From your guys'
perspective. An anonymous sign that there's some construction projects. We like competitive bidding, and they're not hungry.
I think we're seeing the same thing. It's not very favorable for those bidding out. So.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll keep us posted on that.
We'll do.
So how does this affect Johnson Water?
So you guys actually have a line there. So essentially what we're doing there's a smaller culvert in place. We'll be taking that out and installing a pretty large box culvert. And part of that would be rerouting your line, because what we're going to end up doing is actually, that road has a pretty good sag curve in it. So we'll actually be raising the road as well. So we'll be rerouting your guys' line. Your line actually crosses over full line, you can see there, and then
we dug it up 2 years ago, and the line's 13 feet deep now, and they're building the road up. Mm-hmm. But the alignment will be better once they
get it. So is that there by Brighton's?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
In the gulch right there. So we did away with the 4-inch that runs through there. So we just have the 8. Okay.
And the inch and a half.
Oh, that's right. Don't forget about that. Perfect.
Yeah, so.
So what we would do is just straighten it out, stay on the north side.
Right, that's what we talked out there. Just straighten it out and also bring it up a bit so it's not as deep for you guys.
Why did it do that? Why did they install it that way?
To get underneath? For that culvert, I don't imagine. It's weird. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, keep us posted on that.
Keep you posted on all of them.
Thanks, Eric. Yep. Okay, on to the minutes. Did you guys all have a chance to read over those with the mail-out packets?
Which one do you want us to focus on first?
Let's do first and last. How about that?
Okay.
So regular schedule. Yeah, let's do the regular schedule first, and then we'll do the special board meeting.
Have that as part of the project to replace that and connect it to the new office. So you know, yeah. Yeah, we talked to Jim about this. Thank you.
I guess to me, under manager report, down there, I thought originally that that was 36,000 or something. It was in my mind, but apparently it's 46,000 beginning.
41 and then the 5. So it was 41,000 and then
plus the 5 for reroute or to reroute.
Yeah, but then he took the 5 off because they took the wheel line that was out here.
Okay, that's, I was just, for some reason, I was thinking that it wasn't that.
I think we've got to work over this visitor, Chris O'Driscoll. Reading this, I think it sends out of context the complete conversation. I think we need to add, I mean, this doesn't match very well with the context of actual conversation. There's a lot to unpack here to try to do it, but I don't think this accurately reflects the context or even anyway, it just needs reworked. So on the first bullet point, obviously Chris was concerned that he hadn't heard from anybody that Proper is going to continue the lease. So it sold that day. Not that we don't need to put that in there. I'm just trying to remember the whole conversation so we can get an accurate minutes recording here. He was told that the land had been sold and then he'd have to deal with a new owner. So on that, I think that the better context was that we told him that the contract was transferred. That's the key to this, that this due to failed negotiations, this is what I told him specifically, due to failed negotiations that we opted to transfer the contract because that's what was our obligation. And I think that's a key point to make here, is that we transferred the complete contract to the new owner.
And that was counsel from McCaffrey?
From our attorney. I think that I know that's a subtle change, but I think it's a very critical change that's necessary. And that better illustrates the response that we did give to Chris. Yes, he now has a new landlord. So, I mean, that's not inaccurate. But I think the context and the feeling of what was expressed to him was a little bit more. It would be important to include the context that it just seems to be a little bit slighted to creating a different story on this one. You guys can help me fill in how we should word it, but I think as it stands, it's not a good reflection of what it should be.
So start with the first bullet point, and then we'll just work through it, I guess.
So I
So,
and I'm not, you know, he can have, as long as the context is that's what he asked, you know, whether he can contain the lease. I don't think that. I don't think that that was. I mean, we never indicated that he's not going to be able to continue his lease. So I think that's a little out of context. We never indicated, but he can say that if he wants. That's fine. I'm just saying that. We never indicated it was always extra contract to buy him out. We never come to terms, so we maintain the lease and transfer the lease. His lease was not increased or decreased because of the transfer. It was still complete, and we just transferred it with the sale.
So, let's see.
So that's, I would like it to be more reflective of, you know, the conversation, not just, this really sounds, a little off to me and out of context.
Okay.
And that's, I guess I got a couple other questions below that, or comments below that. But to say it, I think you can keep whatever he, you know, his question is fine. I don't want to change what, you know, if that's exact, that was, I don't remember his exact question. If that's what you recorded, this is that question, that's fine. But as far as our response, strike that last sentence and let's rewrite it. Unless somebody disagrees with it. But.
So, okay, on the first bullet point, we strike the whole last sentence where he was.
Yeah, the board's response.
We don't have to deal with the new owners. Okay, so come to see what is going on with the land lease. He said that he had not heard from anyone about the property if he was going to be able to continue the lease. Okay. So strike that last sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You guys okay with that, or you got anything different on that one? Okay, that next one. So this would have been our March?
Well, I think we... Do we need to reply, note a reply of the board's reply on that, or we just want to note that this concern is brought?
Right, because we...
I'm asking, do we want to put that there?
Whatever you think.
So you were striking this, he was told?
Yeah, that last sentence. If we're going to provide a response to that, I think we ought to accurate the context of it, that's all I'm saying. Otherwise, we can strike and leave it struck. But I think that there needs to be some context to our response if that's what we're going to record in minutes.
April, okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to find the...
So if we're going to, I would suggest, if we're going to have a response there, I would suggest that due to the failed negotiations to come that we went ahead and just transferred kept the contract whole and transferred the lease.
Okay. So instead of that last sentence, put something along the lines of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And along with that, that was with counsel from...
From Gal.
From the attorney.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good point, too.
So put that in there as well. Did you getting all that, Karen?
I wrote it down.
Okay. Okay, second bullet point. We're good with that one. He didn't come in.
Well, you got A.
Well, oh, second. Yeah, then A, I mean. Second bullet point, and then A.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we did cover when he called into the title company because they didn't say it Friday. He called Dusty Monks to find out if they could close. They closed on the property. On papers were signed today at 5 p.m. We probably need to put in there though that we is that further in here?
On this, he called Dusty Monks. Is that Wyatt?
So in that though, we need to specify that he called Dusty Monks, but the board had the consensus to, because the title company couldn't get him in, to extend that date to April 13th.
Well, couldn't get us in either. It was both
couldn't,
of us.
Couldn't get us in. So the consensus of the board was to move that date to the 13th before board meeting to be closed. And it was ratified by a motion in the board meeting. Was that further down the...
It is.
Okay.
It's farther down.
But do we want to make note of that in here? Or do you have it in further that it covers?
So you got two A's here, which is a little confusing. You got a little A and a big A. So I'm not sure if they're supposed to be one continuation or...
Little A and big A?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if it's just continuing or what it is of A itself, and I'm assuming it is.
Okay, so it's just a continuation, I think, isn't it? Okay. Yeah, that one's not going to work.
We need to put Wyatt's name there where he is.
On the first page.
Clarify the he.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just a... There's a period.
So did Wyatt call you Dusty? Or did
he called me Drew? First, yeah.
He couldn't get a hold of me.
He couldn't get a hold of Drew, so he called me. I was in St. George when he called me. I'm just trying to recall the details of that. He asked me here he explained the issue and said that the tile company couldn't get to it for a week.
Right, and that is in A, right, because they hadn't set up a time to do that on Friday, so they could not get into the title company because they hadn't set a time to do that on Friday. No, they tried to do it, but they couldn't get him in. That's...
Yeah, we tried to... Yeah, we were going to close, but the title company moves. And that's what he said. They can't get us in for a week.
Because they hadn't set up a time to do it on Friday, so we probably just need to specify that they couldn't get him in on, or couldn't get us in on Friday, so they had to schedule us to the next Thursday.
Yeah, why informed us that the title company couldn't get us in. That's what he told me, and that it would be a week before they could.
Right. That's...
And that's when we received the call.
Right.
And then from there, I told him I wasn't the chair anymore, and that they needed to get a hold of Drew. And let him know, and he said, and he ended up getting a hold of you.
And we circled everybody.
And then I got a call back from Drew, and when he went to talk to see if he could get everybody's thoughts on it. So okay, I don't know if you want to put all that in there. But
so we probably just need to clarify, get in the title company, because they hadn't set up a time. I think we need to just clarify the company because they could not get us in. He tried, but they had to bump us till that next Thursday, the 13th. Something along those lines. Okay, close on property. Papers were signed. Okay, then in this discussion here, Thursday, because they hadn't had the time set with Sunrise Title, Dresser said that they closed on the property and papers were signed today. So that's where we need to implement... Due to the fact that the title company couldn't get us in until April 13th, I called individually the board members and got a consensus of the board members, except Dean did not respond. The consensus was to allow him till April 13th before board meeting if he could get that closed. by then, and then we did, with the intent to ratify in the regular board meeting. I think that would be an appropriate place to put that.
Yeah, because it kind of covers the whole thing there, since it said it was closed.
And then the next A would be an answer to that section of how we did what we did. So, if you need to have that in there, so. Okay, there was general property taxes. Okay. Didn't have to contact Father Frank Delacatis for the writing of the term of the separate document. Okay, C then. Or do you have anything else before we jump ahead?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand the context of Big A.
Okay.
There was no meeting scheduled for the board to make a decision on changing the date for the sale of land. How was the decision made to change the date? It was not considered an emergency meeting. It was explained that they called around. And see, that sounds so loaded and kind of a gotcha. Who made this one?
Who made this one?
Yeah. This seems weird. I mean, this seems it's not a considered emergency meeting. Who determined that? Because in my mind, you know, we were in a decision making where you were gone, I was gone. I just didn't know who determined it was not an emergency meeting. I'm not saying it was or wasn't. It just, this seems a little.
It wasn't a meeting because we didn't have a quorum.
This whole thing seems a little
crossed out.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know what is going on, but.
I think we need to modify the whole Big A.
Well, I'm more concerned. Well, we need to modify, but what? Am I reading it wrong? Does it feel a little weird? Like, there was no. Maybe I'm reading it wrong. Let me go through it again. There was no meet. Okay, the question was asked that Wyatt Griffin was supposed to have the land paid for by April 8th, or he would lose his earnest money, and the land was not paid for April 13th. There was no meeting scheduled for the board to make a decision. It almost sounds like a deposition going on here. Decisions on changing the date for the sale of land. How was the decision made to change the date? It was not considered an emergency meeting. It was explained that they called the board meeting and not got a consensus to do the closing on Thursday. So, yeah, I think that just though that this section here, there was no meeting scheduled for the board meeting to make a decision on the change date for the sale of land. How was the decision made to change the date? It was not considered an emergency meeting.
So I think what happened was I was just asking questions about that, whether it was an emergency or not. Do you remember in the meeting I said,
yeah,
was it an
emergency? Yeah, no, I remember you were raising these questions. I'm just wondering how that actually got put into the minutes, because as like a setup. I mean, it really does. It feels like this is a setup.
Yeah. So do you want... that section, how was the decision made to change the date? It was not considered emergency. That just all crossed out.
There was no meeting scheduled for the board to make a decision.
I know there was.
I would suggest that we strike, how was the decision made to change the date? And it was not considered an emergency meeting. Now, if that needs to stay in there, then it needs to state who asked the question.
Well, yeah, there needs to be some context there. That's why I said it sounds like a setup more than
anything. Well, you know, that would be my suggestion. If it needs to stay there, then who posed the question needs to have their name attached to the question.
Well, and who determined it? That's why I'm asking. Who determined it was not a... Who made the final determination it was an emergency meeting? Mm-hmm. If... I don't recall that it was actually determined, and if it's we're going to put it in as a minute, then somebody needs to qualify and back that up so we can have it recorded. Otherwise, it sounds like the board said it wasn't considered an emergency meeting, and I do not remember making a determination.
No.
If anything, I err on the side is that we had no choice but to make a decision whether to...
Yeah.
To dump it or not.
Right. And as far as legal counsel is concerned, to have a consensus on a matter of that nature with a contract, to extend the date without changing the actual contract or the financial or anything of that nature, with ratification, the board is 100% legal. Because I checked.
So strike this. I was
just saying. Well, I'm not saying we should strike it. I'm just saying, and I agree with Paul, is it needs to be qualified so it doesn't make it sound like it was a determination by the board.
Right. It needs the whole story, not just part of it.
Yeah.
If we're going to put it in there, put it all in there.
And so especially, I mean, one of the answers is, can we qualify? Who made the decision that it was an emergency meeting? If we can qualify that, then we need to put that down. If we can't, then we struck it.
It wasn't an emergency meeting whatsoever. We did not have a quorum. It wasn't intended to be a meeting at all. If we did, if I put you two on speakerphone, or you three on speakerphone, mm-hmm. that would have qualified a meeting. But yeah. where it was you individually, that is not a meeting.
And they call it a phone poll.
And it's totally illegal what we did, so.
Well, and if that's the question, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If it's being called a question whether it was legal, then we need to context that to make sure right. that it's covered.
If that's the intent for this.
And that's how I'm reading, and that's why right. I say it's read like there's, you know, right. this is set up to where you fell.
Right.
We're documenting it.
Sure.
Well, I don't care if you put my name in. You say Dixon Taylor asked the question whether it was emergency meeting.
Yeah, I think it just needs restructured.
Right, but I'm not saying it doesn't need to be questioned. I'm just saying we need to qualify it so it doesn't right. make it sound like it was determined that it was rogue.
And also put in what led up to that as far as the whole story, I guess, as far as the individuals were called, there was a consensus made, there was ratification in the board. The regular scheduled board meeting.
Well, and I think the discerning factor, because the thing you consider, and this is just trying to logic this out to make sure that we're not right, because the question was posed when, you know, we had no options to make a decision. We had two decisions, both impacted Johnson and Waters significantly. So the decision was to dump the sale of the property, or to extend a week for the title company, right? So both had impact, one way or the other, mm-hmm. right? We either was going to sell or not. It didn't materially change the contract.
No, and that's where the legality
comes
in. We
didn't change the quantity of prices and stuff. If
we did, then we would have been in violation of a consensus and ratification. But where it was just extending the date and not the actual contract, financial contract, then as far as legal counsel is concerned, they would defend that. So
the question was how you handle that properly, and did we handle it properly, then we can talk that through.
Right. Well, rework that, I guess. Is that the consensus? So is there anything specific that you want in there? So Karen, she's going to probably have to go back.
I would like to... where it says it explains that they, it needs to say that Drew told board members and got consensus to do the closing on Thursday.
Do we want that in little A or?
Well, I think we just make it all A.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
I think it kind of covers everything. I think that was what Karen's kind of was.
Or you can put in there the question was asked by Dixon Taylor, you know, how this process was implemented, and then you can put in there this is what the board did as far as the consensus and the decision was made, ratified in the board.
Ratified in the board meeting.
Yes, I think that would be a more proper way to do that as far as, yeah, I think we can work through that. If you need help on that one.
I understand. It's just
a little ambiguous.
We were trying to add, and I'm not, you know, if it needs to be added, that's fine. I get it. If it was called a question, then it needs to be called in there. I get it. I just want to make sure that
right.
that it's recorded as accurately, if we're going to put it in paper, is what happened.
Okay. So, okay. And then in C, or B, is B okay? Transfer of Johnson to 203 property taxes. Okay. To check with Shelley Brennan. Okay, so that one's good, I think, because you did that. C.
Is her name right on that?
Shelley Brennan. It's Brennan.
B-R-E-N-N-A-N.
Yeah, Brendan.
B what?
B-R-E-N-N-A-N.
Okay, I think in C we need to specify what we what Gail was initiating there or insinuating. If we go down a couple lines, Attorney Gail McCackney said that he would prefer the writing under the term of a separate document. That would be. Okay, we need to probably specify what that was, because that was actually wanting the new property owner, I'm trying to think of how that was worded, the new property owner who would relinquish
an extra layer of security.
Extra layer of security for the lease.
No, for just the liability for Johnson Water.
Liability, yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
I'm just repeating back what you told me, what I remember.
Yes, I'm trying to remember back, too. But I think if we just put for liability.
An extra layer, it wasn't necessary. It was just if you wanted to be extra careful.
Right, yeah, yeah. He's the one that told us to do the contract the way that we did it. We had some concerns. He advised if you guys want, you can have an extra layer. If the buyer would like to sign an additional agreement, he felt like the original contract was covering, and Gail honestly did as well, because that's what he told us to do originally.
Well, I think that's important part is it wasn't counsel that we should have one. He just said if there is an option to have a second layer,
yeah,
of protection.
There you go.
But he didn't think it was necessary.
No, so it probably needs to just state that. To have an additional layer of protection against liability, the buyer decided that the original contract was sufficient, and so we went with the original contract, which Gail was okay with the original contract as well. So, something along those lines. Okay. So, are we done with that one?
It's
anything else that you want to? Okay, going down through anything else. Does that cover that those sections? You got anything else? Okay.
One thing that things the board wanted Dixon to do. Do we have a meeting with Lloyd Graham tonight?
No, I called and talked to him.
Okay.
Again, I correction there. I'm through actually the chairman.
Oh no, if it's on the paper.
This is draft. Did you see that? Take, can make a change.
Take the draft off. I'll go take my rightful seat over there on that side. No problem.
It's a little comfortable over here. I'm not switching.
Okay. Anything else on the regular scheduled meeting?
Just 2 seconds.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to have to get a drink. You guys are drying me out.
You could have read
something. Okay, no, that's good.
That's okay.
Right down there, it says it was moved, should have been by Dusty Moore instead of by Sister Bird.
Right.
All right down there. Just a bullet point. It was moved.
Second to the last, isn't it?
Yeah.
All third to the last.
It just says moved by Dusty Moore instead of by.
I was down here.
Okay. Anything else? on the regular scheduled meeting minutes. If nothing else, I'll accept the motion to accept.
So who?
Dean Bruff moves that we accept the regular scheduled April 15 minutes. As amended. As amended.
Paul seconded.
Okay, Paul seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We probably will want to do what we did on the correction of the holiday minutes before we post, send them out, and just make sure everybody's good with the corrections.
We're pretty loaded. We really asked
them on. Yeah, we did. So we probably better put eyes back on it. So.
Just as long as you guys respond when they send it.
Yes.
To you.
Okay. That's a crucial point. So what she's going to do is send out an email with the corrections made on the minutes that we just gave to her in an email. So we all have to view and make sure it's good and get back with her so she can post them. So check your emails. When we get them, if you don't respond, let us know and we'll call them if we need to. So. Okay, moving on to the special April 27th board meeting. All right, this one's a lot shorter. So, did y'all have a chance to read through this one yet?
Property discussion, second bullet point. Let's see, which one was it? Yes, there is a correction. Let me find it.
A is second. You said second bullet point A.
Yes.
$6,000 in cash. The board at least with the purchase.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to remember. I'm trying to remember. I'm drawing a blank after that last.
Was the lease due on the, excuse me. Was the lease due on April 1st, and then he paid it on the 20th?
He paid on the
20th. So he was late.
He paid on the 24th.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This doesn't read like that.
So.
It says the invoice was due on the 20th, so it was late. At least it came
up above there. It says when he did pay it was the 24th.
Yeah, okay.
So what do you want to do with that one?
Well, I'm thinking back to, and I remember now, and I think I've got these confused a little bit, so I'm trying to work through if I should have had it on this one or this one. The issue that some context that I think that was discussed that's important for this document. Anyway, we can discuss it. But what I think is important, because the question was very, we're talking about the question on the lease payment. In this April 27th, and we've also had a question in, was it this meeting here?
I don't think we had anything in the regular schedule about the payment.
Okay.
No, we did not.
Okay, so it is on this 27th that it needs to be cleared. Okay. So, I think there's some in the discussions last time. There, you know, if we're going to bring, or since we have the lease payment in here, the question on the lease payment, I think it's important to note. Hang on, there is something in this that brings it forward. I'm sorry to belate this, but it's important. Let me. Yes, the reasons these both tie together, there was a question that, it's all coming back to me, in here, it says to come to see what is going on with the lease. He said he had not heard from anywhere about the property if he's going to continue the lease. Okay, that question, that's why I think it's important, because that's how I tied them both together. So in March, the question was posed to the board, whether... what's going to happen with this year's lease payment if the property, if the property potentially being sold? The direction was given that we're going to be remain status quo, and that the payment would be due according to the contract, and because nothing has changed, and we didn't have any indication whether it was going to be for sure or not, because it was still a big question mark what was going to happen. So I think that's important, because it was discussed in the March meeting, and then Chris came to the next meeting, and it was like, I might ask that question that was recorded here. So that's why I think that context is important, is because since that was asked, then we need to make sure that we have our response and back it up with what was actually decided.
In the April.
In March.
Oh, sorry, the March.
In the March meeting, which when it was raised, the instruction was, nothing's changed, status quo. The payment will be to us according to contract, because that's the way it is until it changes. And so that, I think that's important, since we're discussing it in both meetings. We don't have to put it in both. I just want to make sure it's recorded that was...
So the direction
discussed earlier.
So let me get this back up a little bit. So the direction, let's see if this is what you're saying. The direction was given in the March meeting to keep the lease a status quo, because a question was brought up of what should Chris do.
Yeah, who's he going to pay, us or the new landlord, or what he should do with it?
And the direction was given to keep the contract status quo, to pay on the due date of the contract. And this was in March, is what you're saying.
Yeah, just maintain the contract according to the contract. We weren't, nothing was changed.
Okay.
That was the key part of the status quo. Nothing's changed, because...
So we need to restructure make sure the contracts are followed section.
Well, we can put it whatever you want. I'm just saying that there's continuity between three meetings now, and we're not bringing full context. I know I'm complicated, but if you bring it into the minutes, it needs to be... fully context, because it's critical,
right,
in my mind. These are important things to discuss, and I'm not disagreeing that it should be in there. I just say that we need to make sure that we make sure we bring it, the continuity, all the way through.
So in A, we need to have the discussion from
March. As noted in the March meeting.
In the
regular board meeting.
That the contract...
That the contract...
Well, it was brought...
Would remain status quo, because nothing has happened and we can anticipate what was going to happen. And so everything would remain as is. Now, I don't know if that was communicated or not, but there was no change, so I didn't really think it was necessary to communicate a change.
With payment due per contract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, the reason I hesitate so much, because I'm trying to figure out how the continuity comes, because this is March, this is April, and this is the mid-April thing, and I don't know if it should have been in here, but it's brought up in here. What would be more appropriate, and whatever the board thinks? I just think it needs to make sure that it needs to be noted somewhere. Because
Well, it's
part of the conversation.
It's brought up in the it's probably more so brought up in the April 27th special meeting, because it's defined in A. Chris O'Driscoll had paid a check of $6,000 on April 24th that had not been cashed. The board said to tear or shred the check. His lease was April 1st. His invoice said the due date was the 20th, so his lease was late because he didn't know if he was leasing or if it was the land was sold. So we probably just need to go in and we're going to have to restructure that one and go back and refer to the March meeting. The direction was given to invoice and have the...
Well, the direction was the status quo. We're not changing the terms of the agreement.
Status quo. But then we also probably need to note in there that, I guess, what else do we... The historical from there to now?
And that's the question, because it was, you know, this is, like I said, there needs to be continuity, mm-hmm. right? And it wasn't documented in March. Because when I was looking at this, trying to understand if we had that context in there, it wasn't. So when I read this one on the 1st of April, or the regular board meeting, the question was raised by Chris, what's going on, saying, I don't even know if I've got a lease. Well, I don't know, you know, that question should not have raised, because there had been nothing done to change the terms of the contract. Okay, so that helps answer that question, but then we start talking in A here, the actual lease amount that was late. So I almost, you know, that's why I hesitate. I'm like, well, we probably should have made the note of the reference in the March in this one. This one just addresses the late payment question.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you guys, you understand my strain here.
Yeah. Yes, I just don't know how to... We go back into the. We could amend the March or the
would
April.
It, would it be more appropriate there, or can we fix it there?
I think we could fix it in the special meeting, because I don't. It doesn't refer to it quite as much here as it does. It defines it here. This is the historical event.
Yeah, I agree. Other than that question here, there was a question, and that's why I say, well, it was brought up in March. And I don't know if it was brought by Chris. Chris wasn't here.
The question should have probably been in the minutes of the March, of what the direction was in the March one.
Yeah.
But
it was called in question here, apparently. Chris, and here it says that Chris, and I don't remember.
In the April.
Yeah, and this April said that he didn't even know if he had a lease.
Well, we can go back and amend the motion for the April 13th minutes. If you would like to put it in there and then clean this one up.
To me, it just sounds like, you know, that the lease payment was raised in this one. So I get we could probably just keep it in this one. I'm just saying the question was asked. And so the reason I went back to the March, I'm sitting there thinking, well, maybe that's, Chris has brought that question of why that was raised. But Chris wasn't in our meeting in March. But it may have come through somebody. I don't remember who raised the question. But it could have came, you know, bias somebody on what they should instruct Chris to do.
Yeah, it was the question was asked.
Right, but I just like it wasn't Chris. I don't remember if it was Dixon or Karen.
I think Karen was asking what to do.
So it was Karen, okay. Yeah. Right. So and so that's what raised the question initially.
Right.
And so then I'm trying to make sure that there's that, like I said, continuity. Right. So that's what actually sparked me to even remember that.
Okay.
Because I'm like, well, I'm trying to think, why would Chris think there was no lease?
So
why would that have been terminated, or, you know, what gave him the indication that it was terminated? That's why I started going back through the March.
Right. So we probably need to go back and amend the April 13th and put that in, that the direction was given in March. That way there's historically defined, I guess, in that one, but you're still going to have to... So bring it over to this one.
So why not just do it in April? Or the special meeting?
I'm not saying we have to. I'm just saying...
We can do it all
if we can do it on that, I'm good. Everybody's happy with it, I'm fine.
I think we can do it in the 27th meeting.
Okay. But I want to make sure you understand why I was trying to figure out where it goes.
Okay, so sort through the second bullet point so we kind of have some direction on the corrections here. So we've got, as noted in the March regular board meeting, that the contract was status quo.
When the question was raised, I think it needs...
Okay, the question was raised.
The board
was raised.
And there was no resolution, because there was no resolution necessary, but the board all agreed that we're just going to maintain status quo.
Of what Chris should do with payment.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was really a question on who would go to, more than anything.
With payment. With land payment. Land lease payment. And then we can put in there as noted, and it was decided as noted in the March regular board meeting that the contract was status quo with payment due per contract. Something along those lines.
Yeah, we'll just
refer back to the March meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you... There's another cast. The board said to tear up the check. Okay, his lease was April 1st. His invoice said the due date was the 20th. So his lease was late because... Okay, so what do you want to do about the last sentence? Because...
So I think, yeah, we need to fix the due date on the 20th because the contract did not have... The due date on the contract was the 9th, the 1st. The 20th was an error. There shouldn't have been a due date on the 20th.
We want to probably note that the contract or the invoice was not per contract. It was due. It was an error. Just so
it's the only way I can explain it.
Right.
Because it's not in line with contract. There is no period for the contract that gives any kind of pay grace period. There just wasn't anything in there. So I think it'd be appropriate to make sure that we designate that the invoice did say, I'm not refuting that the invoice did say that there was a due date on there. I'm just saying that due date was extra contract. It was not specified in the actual lease contract.
Just put it in error. Okay. So. Okay, and then the last sentence after the 20th.
So on the, and I'm not going to put Chris's words in his mouth, but I didn't remember it like this. It said, so his lease was late because he didn't know if the leasing or the land was sold. And I don't know if that was, I'm struggling to understand the context of that one. Because selling the land does not mean that it terminated the lease, right?
Right.
So that's why I'm trying to understand. Not sure why the question would be raised that way, because I mean, I'm not going to put words in the mouth. I just don't remember exactly that question being asked. I'm just saying that.
So should we strike that line then?
No, if it was asked that way, I'm not saying. I just want to make sure that.
Was it asked, or is that just a question that was?
Well, I'm wondering if there needs some context. Is what I'm asking.
Or Chris was not sure who to pay his lease to, or something of that nature.
Right? Well, I don't. Like I said, I'm not going to put words in Chris's mouth. Karen has the access to the recording, but if that was the question, you know, I would want to make sure that I don't know. You know, if the question I would ask then, if I was anybody that was unaware of the situation, is what indication did you guys give him that would say that the land seller terminated his contract? And that would be a concern. It would be like, well, why would you do something like that, right? And we didn't. I'm just saying that
right. Context
is important when you've got public reading stuff. And if I was just Joe public reading that, I'd be like, what does these do? You know, they're selling land and kicking into the curb. Well, no, that's not what we did, nor was that in the intent.
Yeah, it's out of context because the contract was the contract. It was due April 1st, so...
I just don't want it to say that we didn't violate our contract with the lease.
No.
We passed it on.
So however we want to word that.
So the contract, the integrity of the contract is still as much authority as it had before, and so much the same enforceability as it was with us or with Wyatt. That contract is still enforceable.
Again, that was with counsel that went.
Yeah. Well, we would have been amiss to have done anything other than that.
Right.
If we would have done a buyout, then that would have been another contract that we would have done. It would have been possible, but that would have been a separate contract. There was nothing that would have eliminated this contract with the sale. If we didn't transfer it, then it would have eliminated it.
So better read. Probably better go back over the tape on that little section and see what. he'd said there. But regardless, the invoice was sent out prior to the April 27th meeting, which this is a record of April 27th meeting. So if it was invoiced on the payment was due, regardless.
Right.
So
I'm just saying, I just want to make sure, because this is an important part.
Right.
And we need to make sure that it's not just slanted. It needs to cover both voices on it. If he's concerned about it, I would want to know what the board did to continue. Why it was felt that it was terminated when it was sold.
And we may, you may just need to address that question of what was said next. The lease was sold with the land.
The lease was transferred.
Right. So that may just need some additional information.
Because that's in the documents.
Right.
The sale documents.
And that should have been in the well. You have to listen back to the tape, but that should be probably a follow-up to that question in the minutes. Because
it was clarified. That's what I'm saying. We clarified that it was transferred.
Right, but that didn't make...
No, it's not in the minutes. That's why I'm asking the question is...
We need both follow-up on the question. Yeah. Okay. All right, Karen.
I don't think that was a question. I think Chris did make that statement that he was late because...
Right, and yeah, if that's what it was, but we need our...
But we need to have the board's response there also.
Okay. Get your word cut out for you, Darren. Sorry. Okay, anything else that you can see on the special board meeting? One thing that we did ask, I didn't see it in here. We did talk and ask about Ken Richens before we made the motion to give him the will or not, trade the will line. We asked the progress, and it was brought up that he still had riprap to put in. That needs to be in here. Probably in the. We only have it as an action item. It was moved, but we did have a discussion. On that action item, and it.
I think it's in the basic.
Well, we had that in the special board meeting, and we discussed it in the special board meeting. We made an action, Dan, moved that we do that, but we had a discussion prior to that motion. And in that discussion, it was do we trade the will line, take it off his bill? What's the progress? Where's he at? And the riprap was still to be completed on that project, and that was discussed in this meeting, and we need to put that in there somewhere.
Yeah, if it's not done, I don't want it to appear that we accepted.
No, that's what I'm getting at.
We don't want to accept. Yeah, we don't want to appear like we're accepting.
Could that be just another bullet item?
It would be an addition, and I just put Gulch Crossing. Just so it's noted in the.
And the riprap needs complete.
Yes. Yep. We haven't paid him completely yet, have we, Ken? Did he get the riprap done?
Not yet.
Okay.
He don't dispute that, does he?
No.
Okay. I just put another bullet point and just add that in there. That'll make more sense on the action item that we had that discussion.
Put it right here?
Yep. Yep. Or probably before the action item. Yeah. So we had the discussion before we did the action. So. I just put bullet point to maybe... C or something. Or however you want to do it. Okay, anything else, guys? Dusty, you're thinking over there. Got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, I'll accept a motion if everybody else is good. Sorry, Dean, you're not quite done yet.
No,
I'm
just,
okay.
I was just reading.
All right. Call for the question.
I move that we approve.
All right, Dusty moves.
As amended.
Dusty approves. We accept the special board meeting minutes for April 27th as amended. Do we have a second?
I'd second that.
Dan Crozier seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Same with this one. Just send it out so we can get eyes on that again. Okay. Moving on. Okay, HR consultant update. Dixon, Dusty, and Jim. Who do we want to lead on this one? Who's got the most information?
Well, since it's a board thing, I'll give it a... Since policy lands in the lap of board, let me start off and Jim can give us some details. So we've had I've been a part of two phone conversations with them. The first one for the board was Drew and I talked to Platinum. Which one did we pick?
Yes,
Platinum. Talked to Platinum, and we approved it, but we had an issue with we needed them to fix a portion of the contract stating that the $500 setup fee, including building a handbook, okay, instead of just reviewing one, they had a build of $1,000 and reviewing it was $500. So we approved him on contingent that they, you know, would modify the contract to include the build in that $500. So when they agreed to that, we got it amended and followed what the board approved. We then set up a meeting, or Drew executed the document. Then we set up a meeting with myself and the employees to meet with them to kick off the project. We had that kickoff meeting last week on Wednesday, right? Wednesday. Yes. Yeah, so last Wednesday we had a kickoff meeting. The steps that their first step is data gathering. That includes any documentations and policies that we have, any manual, any job description, anything that we have, give it to him. Then they're going to do, and as part of that, they will do phone interviews, which they anticipate to be about 45 minutes from each employee to help build out the project, starting with the priority of the job description and compensation analysis and branding and handbook. And so we met the new... Chris was the lead before. The CEO took over our project. He's going to manage our project. CEO, what is his name?
Todd
is shared his calendar with us on Wednesday for the employees to select a time slot for the interview. I heard back on, or he emailed Tuesday. Chris or Todd had indicated that they hadn't heard back from any of the employees. I forwarded it on to the guys, and Karen and Dixon replied. I'll let you take it from there because I don't know after what you replied what happened from there.
Oh, well, I'd actually scheduled before that, and I don't know why I said he didn't have any, because I got an email that already scheduled. But he's met with everybody, talked to him, so that's all taken care of now.
He's got everybody. Yeah. Ryan, everybody, good. Wonderful. So I will follow up with him and kind of push him along. We prioritized... The descriptions and stuff, and they promised that they'd stick along for us as long as we provided the information for them in a timely manner. So,
when you say description, job description,
job descriptions, the compensation review, and banding.
Banding meaning the step implementation, right?
Yeah, for step successor increases. Planning and step.
Yeah, step increases for compensation. And a timeline of years of this is where you're going to be at with this job, and it's siloed into a job. Basically, this is where you're at. This is the financial banding or the increments.
And kind of in that order, the description obviously has got to come first. They got to understand the job requirements before they can do a sufficient compensation review, and they can't do that until they can't do the banding without that. So it's just a progressive thing.
And they analyze all that with industry.
Yeah. The reason that Todd took over is because he's worked with municipalities, one or two water districts doing this thing, and so he has more knowledge of a public entity. And so he's actually the CEO of the company.
Todd is.
Todd is. Oh. Yeah.
Chris is, I don't know if he's a partner or what, but he, anyway, Todd's the one that's handling this project, who's the CEO.
Great.
I felt good about his credentials after talking with him and understanding what his history was on that. He had like 20-some-odd years of leading HR issues, so that was good.
Okay.
Really early to, you know, just make, you know, it's really early to determine performance on their part, but we should be getting some results
soon.
Start trickling in soon.
Could he share with you any, who the entities were that he had performed this work for?
He did. It was the water district was. I know I got an email on it. I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
I
can look it up. I couldn't. I don't have it handy, but he did share it. Yeah, who they were. And if you want to reference them, I can give you a contact form. I know one was for sure with water district, and the other one was a municipality.
Okay. So with the information that's coming back in. I know everybody loves having special meetings, but maybe prudent, we may have to have a special meeting to move forward. The plan was to have something by May, implemented by June. Didn't quite get back to us this month, but to kind of hold with our timeline, if we get the information in, if you guys aren't opposed to it, I'd like to at least follow along with our timeline and make good on that June deadline if we can, as information comes in, if they can get it to us, and doesn't need to be a long meeting, but just to take care of some of these loose ends so we can keep our timeline.
Do you have any feel for how long these can be?
only what they indicated that they could, the job description, they didn't, you know, that's not going to take a lot of time. They felt like that would come along pretty quick. So if we, you know, that I expect we should be able to have something within a week.
If you can, you'll have a conversation with him, maybe you could, I'm open to meeting again.
Okay.
If it's necessary.
So in between now.
So the information I got, obviously, did the interviews. I sent them a little project that we had, the guys and Karen do, a while back, where they outlined some of their daily tasks. I sent them that document to kind of help fill in any blanks that they may have forgot or whatever, so they could have the whole, you know, some other data source, because we didn't work and might as well utilize it. And so that was sent to them. These guys can share what the interview involved. I wasn't interviewed.
Were they pretty thorough on the detail of your jobs, or how did things go?
Well, I was a little disappointed because I set my appointment up for yesterday at 3:30. Tried to get on, couldn't get on. I sat here for 45 minutes, still didn't get on. I left. I went and did my deposit.
So you haven't had an interview?
I did. I rescheduled it today at 2:30, so it's done. But it was kind of frustrating that I set it up, and then he told Jim that he didn't have it marked on his calendar. But he sent me an email stating that he was excited to meet me or something at 3:30.
He jumped on, but he didn't ever.
So you were on the meeting, he just didn't join.
He just didn't join.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's not good.
You need to be courteous of our time as well.
Well.
So that was the only thing that really.
Were the others on time? Mm-hmm. They treat you good there.
Yeah, it treats the guys good. It's not the women. So.
I'm going to accuse him of that.
We'll have a talk about that with him then.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yes, bring that up to him. Tell him Karen is not happy.
Yes, absolutely.
If Karen's not happy, nobody's happy. So.
If he got a hold of me at 4:15, he would have got an earful.
It's, it's quitting time by
then. He probably should have. Then we wouldn't have had to talk to him.
Tell him flowers and chocolate may go a long ways.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely talk to him about that.
Extra zero on the pay scale, right? Okay. Well, if you guys are open to maybe something of that nature, we'll keep in touch with
you. What point?
You're not going to get the handbook.
No, I think we prioritized the descriptions first with him, with Todd, right?
Yeah.
And try to get that pushed along, I guess.
Okay.
And I think we gave him, when we talked to him, I think we kind of gave a timeline of
we did.
That.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, he put it back on us as right. information. Now it's in his court,
right.
so I'll push
sure.
him.
Okay. So I think as soon as he gets the job descriptions, the pay scales, and the...
I don't know if you'll have the manning, but, you know, that'll be... That takes quite a bit of... Well, I wouldn't say quite a bit, but that takes more involved
yeah.
process.
See what he's got, I guess, and then maybe just
but
reach out.
I'll push him on everything.
Okay.
Maybe not the handbook, because I know that's not realistic. But.
Right. And that's what he said. He thought he could get this other stuff done. I don't know about the manning. I don't recall that conversation.
I'll push him. I'll tell him he owes this one
for
Karen.
Yeah. It definitely does. That would look good. Okay, that covers that. Thank you, staff, for working with these guys, and it's a daunting task. I know it's not a delightful thing. It's like going to the dentist, I'm sure. So, thank you for working with us and them. Appreciate that. Okay, open house discussion. I had Karen put this on the agenda. Yeah, we'll get to it in just a second. I skipped the financials. We'll go down here a couple, and then we'll hit the financials. So we're on a roll, so we're going to just keep rolling.
Okay.
The open house discussion time, date, and et cetera. So we talked about this a couple months back, about doing an open house maybe sometime this summer, getting out in the utility bill and just inviting the public to come and see what we're about, our customers and just the general public, I guess. We've been talking about this since we built the building. It's been a lot of years. I don't think we need to make this a complicated open house, just simple. We talked about maybe the board doing hamburgers, hot dogs, getting a grill down here, a large grill or some grills, and we could do the cooking. If staff would prepare maybe some exhibits of our system, some maps, our precincts. Jim mentioned a precinct map possibly showing the different districts, especially where it's an election year. That would be a good thing to have a visual for the people that are maybe interested.
Elections will be in November.
They will be in November. They have to declare candidacy by
the seventh.
First of the seventh.
There's an open period. They have to declare between the first and the seventh.
Right. The first and the seventh. They have to declare their candidacy.
June.
Yes. So the precincts that will be up is Dusty, and I think it's on here a little lower down. We can hit it there too, but Dusty's precinct is up, Paul is up, and myself is up. So we got three out of the five that will be up this year. So thoughts on a date? Just before you throw dates out, I was thinking if we could do this sometime in July. That would give us a couple months to get it out in a utility bill as an advertisement, give us a little bit of time to plan another board meeting, another two board meetings actually, middle of July sometime. August gets crazy, June gets crazy, it's all crazy, but
July's crazy.
Yeah, everything's crazy.
Well, I think we should have between the 1st and the 7th of June, then we have a signing machine that signs them up for the election.
It's pretty soon. That's a good idea though. It's a great idea. I think we can pull it off in a month. I don't know if we'd get the advertisement out. The thought is just to get the exposure, some advertising out. If we did it in July, I don't know. You guys, we're all busy, but
something between. You got the 4th and the 24th, so it's got to be somewhere in between. Yeah. Somewhere in between that.
If we did it, if we did say the 20th or the 13th of July. Our board meeting would be on the 6th. If we had it that next week, the 13th, we don't have to do it on a Thursday, but Thursdays.
I think you just got to pick a day.
Board meeting's on the 6th?
Sorry, the board meeting's on the 13th.
Then we can have them watch the fire and say we participated.
Board meeting's on the 13th. Sorry, I misled you. Apologize. So we could do it on a Friday, even the 14th, the day after board meeting. Or are you opposed to Fridays?
I
like Friday.
I do too. It would be. Paul, thoughts?
I guess the thing is, you're going to do it during the day?
No, evening? It'll be an evening. Yeah. Evening hot dog fry. We could have some catchy.
Paul's thinking there, but I'm not saying it.
Yeah. Anyway, it's open for discussion. If you guys like the idea, or if you don't, you can tell me I'm crazy or to move on. But
I think it'd be good to get some exposure, let the customers come and see what we've got. You know, maybe we try and make sure that, like you say, we've got some projects that we're looking at, or and you know, this is where we're spending some of the money to improve the district.
Yep. Independence would be one of those future projects, I think, that would be a good thing to get some exposure to. We're trying to get some water here.
Well, even get some of the construction photos of Ledge Lane.
Mm-hmm. Anything you guys?
I'd like to highlight these employees.
Yeah.
To everybody, let them know who's doing the work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Get some pictures of you down in the trench and all muddy. We could have a dunk tank. Could put Ryan on the chair.
I think they'd probably rather the board be on the chair.
Oh, there you go. That's true.
As long as it's a hot day, that's
hot tub.
Okay, so 14th would be the day after board meeting. I'd throw that out there. Staff, what do you guys think?
Remember.
Good
that's
idea,
the best
bad idea.
For me, because the 24th through the 26th is out.
Okay.
July 11th? Is that what you said, Jim?
No.
The 14th?
14th.
14th?
You good there?
Nope.
No?
That's my family camp out, and I'm in charge this year.
What?
Yep.
Bring your camp out down to dinner.
One less planning.
Yeah. You doing the cooking?
No.
Well, bring them down.
Yeah. So I'm going to take that day off. This is our 15th, 16th, so
okay.
We're going to go up by Fish Lake. So, but yeah, you guys can go ahead and do it that weekend.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I am serious. Do it. You don't need me here.
Well, Jim's thinking otherwise.
How are we going to highlight you?
I don't want to be highlighted, so that's why I said go ahead.
Well, we don't have to do it on Friday. We could just do it in a regular weekday. We could do it instead of a board meeting.
Now you're thinking.
So it's Thursday, the board meeting.
Yeah, the 13th would be our board meeting. That we could do it the 7th of July even, a week before. Is that weekend any better?
Yes. So we get the 4th. I don't know if that's
gonna. Oh, that's right. It might. That would be a.
Just go with the 14th. You guys can handle it. You guys are all big boys.
Well, we want to display the employees.
You guys are all big boys.
So where's your reunion?
Fish Lake.
Fish Lake.
Yeah.
That's a little ways away.
Yeah, you probably don't want to bring them down to dinner.
They probably don't want to come down to dinner.
Chris will bring his own hot dogs. Anyway. Jim, thoughts? Dixon, any thoughts on you guys?
October.
We can punt it till fall.
Honestly, October.
Okay. We could. It's
well, things slow down just a touch.
Yeah. I'm so far behind.
Okay. September, October?
Yeah.
Let's punt it then. Like, we're all busy. Just so it doesn't get too cold, we can't Well, we got
bring on the cold.
We got the heater in the shop. I guess we have to.
Wow.
Have you had enough?
You did this salt.
Okay, let's. Board, what do you guys think?
That's
a sigh of relief, actually, because it is busy. I just thought, let's get it done.
Yeah, I'm looking at my calendar in July. I'm like, crap, it is blown up.
All right, let's punt that down the road. Let's not forget about it, but punt it down the road for another day. Okay, moving on. Let's do the financials now. Sorry, Paul.
Paul's account money. Paul's account money.
Did it help to have this sent out?
It did.
Previously.
It did
to
me.
It did to me as well. So thank you, Karen, for doing that.
It's hard to mistake when it comes in an envelope
thanks,
like this.
Merrick.
Yeah.
I don't miss it. I mean, I can see it. It's like, yeah, I know what that is. My wife walked in. She's like, what's this? I said, I know exactly what that is. So it definitely causes attention, so I don't just get thrown in a pile.
Yeah, it's like today, it's like, I gotta get ready first.
You know, it's a $2 stamp. So I knew there was a lot of stuff in there. I'm like, holy crap.
I know it doesn't amount to anything, but down here, joint knife and the taping knife and stuff, is you guys drywall it?
Yeah. Just cleaning stuff with them.
That's why I kind of figured scraping.
Yeah.
And then over here, it's showing this as a board meeting and a little bit of a, what would you call it?
It's your mileage.
It's your fuel mileage.
You get paid for driving here from your house.
What's the rate? 65 cents then?
60.
You left your 68.
Well, I just couldn't figure out what.
It's your tip. You got, as much as you can.
You got to drive the long way. Go check the water and then come to.
Sorry, Dean needs the. Well, no, I get the biggest tip. See,
you need to go up on the bench, up around, and fly Velma's and down.
There you go.
Shoot, I'm not sure $1.31 pays to turn the key, does it?
Is that all it is? Is $1.31?
In the wintertime, don't let it warm up.
Good thing it's in the garage.
I think it's downhill one way.
I just wondered about that. And then also right here, this Delco Western.
Yep. Some of the meters that are going to go in the booster station.
Okay, so those are meter panels.
They are actual meters.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I kind of figured that's what it was. But probably not. And then Pilot Travel Centers.
That's fuel.
That's the most expensive place in town to buy it. Is that? Do we get
a rate on that? A fleet card.
Okay.
It has been not bad, but they've been cheaper some days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just know this when we come through town.
We were talking about that today, about getting different fleet cards.
Is it only good
for somewhere else?
For like Maverick.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'd look into it because Maverick, well, that's what they're. Whatever you call it, Maverick card, you get 10 cents off, or they match the cheapest fuel around.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just...
Well, it's a good point.
You know, do we get a break on fuel? So I just put a note there.
I didn't even catch that, but you're right. Every time you go by, they're consistently higher. Than
about 30
and
cents.
And when I've asked the question, they say because they have the fleet card, and so the employees go, and they're not discretionary. That was what answer I got when I asked them why they're so much higher.
Yeah, that's what.
So it's a good observation.
Good question.
I didn't
maybe look into the Maverick card.
Okay.
And this LNG, is that just how blue is listed? Is
yep.
Liquid.
That blue station in $11.
Right. So it just lists as LNG.
That was the original intent, was to do liquid and natural gas. They're going to do fleets of trucks to support them.
Like
that
elsewhere. And these Gorilla Gloves. Oh, that's my favorite. I knew it had to be more than Gorilla Gloves.
Yep. Gorilla Gloves.
I had a question, and I don't know if there. Stratus seemed a little expensive to me, but how many cell phones have you got?
Four.
Are they on a group plan or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody had to get a new phone. So.
Is that what's on there? It's the new phone?
Yeah. Shorter outserts coming up if it's new.
So when you say office, this then covers the DSL.
office.
The IL or the sand wash.
And the booster.
Yeah, that wire line that comes through there. And we're going to do away with that. I hope. Will they take that off?
I don't know. You'll have to ask.
We don't need it anymore, right?
Not until we get the skate in. We need it today, we need it.
Gotcha. But skate is not in there.
Okay.
It's going to go in.
Well, if we're grouping, I think if we're already grouping and on a shared plan or something.
Stratus out.
Well, I don't know, AT&T any better on service? Because Stratus terrible right now. They're absolutely terrible.
As far as
service.
Phone, cell service?
Yeah.
I have AT&T and I've got T-Mobile.
And my wife's got Verizon.
My wife's got AT&T as well.
Verizon's the worst you can get. Out here because Strata puts them on the bottom of their tablet.
Let me tell you one thing. AT&T, my wife has a business account through them. Unlimited text and data, $55 a month. $65 with tax. Got ghosts in there? So, I don't know. If we're paying over $100 per line, we might want to look at...
Yeah. Strata's, I've looked at... We're trying to switch. We're going to switch to Strata.
Yeah.
But... There's significantly more money.
Yeah. Maybe just look into it if you get it when you get caught up on a business plan. not today, but
I wouldn't spend a terrible.
Nah. Yeah.
I like no ice for Verizon. I just have to deal with we do it on Snapchat. That's the only way I can I know it's like a caller, no answer, Snapchat or boom.
Really?
My phone never ring.
phones in general right now. Okay. Anything else on the financials? You guys had a good one over on them? Okay. All right, Paul moves. We accept the financial report.
Yes, I do.
Dean seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Unanimous.
Who is that?
Jason. He snuck in there.
Oh.
Oh. Make sure you look at him when you walk in.
Okay. Land discussion update and reimbursement of property taxes. So I have Karen put this on just to kind of give us an update on the taxes. I'll let Karen explain. They did charge us. Sunrise charged us.
Mm-hmm.
So did they call you back then? Mm-hmm. They never did?
Nope.
Did you call them?
Nope.
I'm borrowing a pen.
It's the wrong car.
Mm-hmm. Will you call them? It sounded complicated
not to sign something.
To get the money back out of them, out of the tax. They have to do a reverse of some sort. Mervin was going to call. The direction was to give Karen a call. I'll get with you on that if I need to. Well, we'll get together on that one. How about that?
The bottom line is they messed up.
Sunrise did. Because they did a title search and they found some misleading information that we had been paying taxes, so they charged us tax. But Karen did some research and contacted Shelley. Indeed, we have not paid taxes, so the title company is messed up. So Dixon, I think, went in to talk to him. Mervin was going to get back. Maybe he wasn't in or something, Jordan said. Or tell us.
He didn't. I just went in there and asked if I could ask him about the taxes. And I told him, I said, I explained that we're assessed tax every year and we fill out this form, annual statement for things that we're exempt. And so they still assess it, but we send in the exemption form and so we don't pay it. Mm-hmm. And then so I just talked to him about that, about how to get it taken off the closing.
Okay.
And he said he would look into it. So.
Yeah, so Mervin was supposed to call, because I talked to Jordan on some other business and just asked him what took place there. So he was going to call or have Mervin call Karen the following day or two, and he never did. So
we are to assume that they paid in our behalf?
We were charged in our closing.
I know we were charged, but did they pay it?
That's why it's going to be complicated to try to reverse that.
Well, it's on them.
It is on them. You're right. So anyway,
they need to credit us, and then they can go back and get their own money.
Let me talk to him, I guess, Karen. Right. Yeah.
I mean, they can reimburse us. We don't need to wait on. It was their mistake.
Yes.
I mean, they're, we count. That's what title's supposed to do, is to make sure that things are accurate. I'm a little frustrated that they they were incorrect in their assessment.
Okay.
You kind of paying a big buck so they don't mess up.
No, we definitely paid them, and they should have. They should have caught that, but.
Anyway,
okay, I'll get with them.
I just think
Karen,
they
we'll
should reimburse them and chase their own money.
All right, I'll follow up on that one with Karen's help. Okay, and then riprap was the other thing, I guess, just find out what Ken's timeline is on that, whatever. I had him put on this TV. Can you guys see anything that's on that TV when we're looking at reports? Is it just me that's blind? Because it seems a little bit hard to read. I'm proposing we get a bigger TV. Staff's mentioned as well that it would be helpful to probably have a larger TV for our board meetings and just for in general.
Okay, looks okay for Karen there on that end.
Yeah, Karen's the only one that can read it. Anyway, just throw
that
out there.
You read that, fine. Point, but
you take it down to an 8x11.
Yeah, you take it down to your reports with numbers and things, though. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
It's difficult to read. But just a thought. I had him put it on there. We've had discussions with staff here, Josh, off and on.
So what kind of costs involved with
streaming
TV?
They're not terribly expensive anymore. They come way down.
Well, and it'd be nice to get rid of this cord to our computer.
Right.
So you can get them smart where they're Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm. From the computer to the
phone, computer, anything.
It'd be nepotism. We can't get a smart TV.
I don't know what we'd call it then. I'm changing my name.
Well played.
I would never watch that.
I like it.
The conflict of interest.
I've been drinking smart water too.
So we could give them a parameter if it's under $1,000 or something. I don't know if it's going to be quite that much. But
well, how big do you want?
72-inch.
72.
That's wider up.
Yeah, as big as that whiteboard, something like that.
I don't think he's kidding.
So you want to set up the back of the room and read that, don't you?
Yeah.
It's for break time during the week. What are you talking about?
Saturday morning cartoons.
Exactly.
Right. Jim will be down here Saturday morning, and Missy will be wondering where he's at.
Cereal.
What would a projector cost, and then just have a projector on the wall?
That's not a bad idea. Drop a projector down.
Yeah.
Actually,
the county is. They've looked at back and forth, and the projectors are more of a hassle than the TV.
Hmm.
TVs end up being cheaper in the long run because you don't have to replace bulbs as often. It's
under $1,000.
Okay, how much better quality?
$799, $895.
Yeah, if you give me $1,000, I'll
get a smart one.
Best one.
Okay. It's in your guys' court. What do you want to do with that?
And say, well, I'll give you $5,000 for one. Yeah. Guaranteed, it's $5,000.
I gave you $1,000, and you brought a truck back. So.
Dicker with them.
It happens.
What are you doing with the old TV? You can utilize it somewhere else?
I think with a computer or something, yeah.
Okay. Put it in your office, maybe?
Put it in SCADA, maybe.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Put it in
SCADA
the office for SCADA.
Or if, when we get our monitor in there, cameras.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right. There it is. What do you want to do?
By the open house, you can have movies on with people.
You bet.
Customers.
You bet. Yep. Okay, if you guys want to do that, what's your pleasure?
What were to come out?
Jim's in favor of it.
Do we have money for it?
Diction? You in favor of it?
Where would it be? Where would we? Or where would it come out of the budget?
I thought it was out of their wage, but I'm not sure. I'm kidding.
Is that considered office supply or what?
Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous office. Do we have one? A line for that?
Well, her computer screen was donated.
It'll take 4 months for the board members to pay for this.
Maybe the board
budget could. For 4 months.
Okay. I could do that.
I'll see you in my reach.
Take longer than 4 months for more.
Probably more than your term.
What do you think? It's not really a good office.
Your miscellaneous has only got $57 out of it, $58 out of it. We've got $2,300 in it right now.
Miscellaneous.
Oh, no, I'm backwards. I'm sorry. Miscellaneous has a little bit more than that.
Miscellaneous has plenty in it if you wanted to. That's a big TV. Going to spend all that.
Don't have gym that much run. $150K.
Just take it out of there.
Buy a TV for that.
We build a movie theater.
It's for sale.
Okay.
Take out engineering fees.
Oh, one thing too, just an update. Karen's replaced a few of the chairs. A few of us are sitting in the old ones that leak air out of them or whatever. She tried to get some more to match what we've already bought to replace the other four chairs, but they are on back order. So she can get black ones. And just do every other one. You could have black tan, black tan if you would like, or we could wait to see if they do get back in stock.
I'm sitting fine.
I'm sure you are. I'm pumping mine up every about 5 minutes over here, so.
I don't think the color is a big factor.
Do you want black? Do you care if she gets black?
I don't care. So how long black back order, did they indicate anything at all?
Black are in stock, right?
Black was in stock. I haven't looked the last week or two, but I think the black was like probably twice as much as I paid for the brown.
I didn't realize that. Never mind then.
Just let it ride low, keep tabs on it.
Watch for sale.
Might be available.
Watch
yeah, Drew can keep pumping this tab up.
Don't wait too long, though. Or I'll buy some for you.
We'll take turns sitting in that chair.
Okay.
You're perfect. The next one that says that
I'll
chair.
Be passing it on down the line. All right. So back to the TV discussion. What do you want to do? She could take it out of the miscellaneous expense account. There is some money there.
Well, we have office supplies. We have money in that one.
Is it needed, or is it?
I think it might probably be a good idea to have a bigger one.
You guys meet with contractors and things. It'd be nice to have a little larger screen to show our system and things.
Well, I think it's more up to the board, because you guys, that's the main time we use it. I mean, we talk to... Occasionally we use it with top engineers. But.
Well, in our Zoom meetings.
Well, it would get used, so. What do you want to do? Punt it or buy it? Because we're going to move on.
Buy it.
Make a motion, then.
Make a motion. We replace the TV.
Give them an allowance.
Give me an allowance. How much you want?
You set the allowance.
What do we got? What are we looking at in price?
7 to 8. Do $1,000.
Okay, $1,000 max.
Okay,
it's been moved by Dean to purchase a TV up to $1,000.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Unanimous. All right, go buy a TV, I guess. All right, elections. We talked a little bit about that one, so Karen, do you have anything to report
yes.
on that?
Yes,
lots.
Oh, great.
I am not doing elections, so there you go. You guys voted her in. You can deal with it.
What do you mean we voted her in?
Yeah.
Paraphrase this. Okay, you want me to read it?
Yeah.
This is transaction from what? Give us a little history on this, because I'm not sure what I'm looking at.
Okay. On the 25th, I sent Chalice Jessen an email stating that we wanted Duchesne County to do our elections for this year, and we wanted to know what the prices was. I never heard back from her, so I sent an email to her yesterday, and that's why I was fuming between that guy with the HP and her. So, if any of you guys had seen me yesterday, you'd have...
Glad we stayed away.
Yep. So, she emailed me back, and she said that she's sorry that she took so long to reply, and she's sorry to say that she cannot contract with any municipalities for their elections this year. She's had some staff changes in her office last month, and we can't accommodate or be ready in time for elections.
Does she have a choice?
I don't know.
I didn't think they had a choice.
You can talk to the commissioner, but that'll change.
Well, we're not a municipality, for one. We're a special service district.
They just classify it the same, because it's an off-year election.
Gotcha. Did you tell her we don't have the staff to do it either?
But the rules that they changed, too. So we have to have cameras on the box out there. We have to have cameras in here. Well, we count the ballots this time.
They don't even do that on a national level. Right?
You have to have two people whenever you transport the ballots from one point to another.
Well, we did that rule.
So cameras like game cameras work?
I don't know.
Camera's a camera? Okay, so that's not great news.
So no one put in for a candidacy. That's the rule.
No, that's not the rule.
That would be the rule. And then like you guys can decide in October, is it?
And just a point?
And that just makes it a lot easier.
Well, they've done it that way for years because they didn't have anybody that ever wanted to be on the board. So
exactly.
It was appointed for 100 years.
Yep. Well, you could have one person, right? Acclamation.
Yeah, just one. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know what you guys want to do.
Yeah, you'd be in that.
So why did you go to...
So, did we...
Voting. If you've done it just appointed for years, why did you... What if you go to the voting process?
If more than one person applies, then you have a vote.
That's the problem. Nobody applied. Nobody wanted to be on the board. We were all summoned to be on the board. You guys were the only ones in the history of Johnson Water that we actually had an election, right? I want to say yes.
That I know of.
At least in the last 30 years.
So I'm going to take Jim's suggestion. I'm not going to put in for tenants.
Okay, well, we're going to have to sort through that because that's unfortunate.
Well, I think we need to verify because
if I
might need to call Shelly
at the state.
Jackson.
She was the state.
Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Governor's office.
I think she's under the impression that she has an option.
I talked to Shelly last year, and it wasn't an option last year. We could have, but she said that they were pushing to make it an option. I just don't know if it's an option, and it probably is. But there could be other options, like can we just do a polling place, or you know what can we do with this scenario? Because we've kind of got a high bar that's going to be near impossible, and we're putting ourselves at the real risk of botching this.
Yeah, we also attended the one put on by the state, and they said that you have no option except to do vote by mail, but in addition you have to have a polling place on election day.
So they put us in a position that it makes it near impossible for us to do it right. Puts us at great risk, and we don't want to mess it up.
Well, it would be nice if they could shift us a year. So that we're on the...
That's up to us. I think we can shift that. Right? We can ask Duchesne County to do that.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because if it was on a regular ballot year, there wouldn't be no question that they would take care of it.
But I don't even know how they do that. Because you've got the voting precincts, and then you got our district precincts. And so you're going to be in one voting precinct, and some of the people in that precinct are going to vote for one precinct one, and somebody's going to be precinct two. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So how do they iron all that out? I don't get it.
Well, according to Shelly Jackson, in the voting registry, each person that lives within any precinct will be flagged
So if it's John, if you're in Johnson Water and you're in Senate race this or you're in House race that, so we have all these different precincts. It'll be the this will be in the system and it will pull up.
It'll generate.
It'll pull up. You say we want that Johnson Water precinct one's on it. It'll pull up the whole list for us. And then if it was for the Senate race, it's going to pull up that.
Just you, like your school board, your
yeah. It's according to them. That's why the shape files are so important to not only get our outer boundaries but the precinct boundaries, because it the system will then decipher, filter that out for us.
So they should have all of this already in place because we've already submitted the shape file and everything.
So, Dixon, is there just four?
The last I heard, they had the boundary shape file, but then not the precincts. Is that true?
They've got everything, right?
That's right. But we don't know if they actually...
That's three. That's four.
They were supposed to be part of the
precincts.
Right. She handles all the problems.
So, Dusty, if you don't mind getting a hold of Shelly, could you do that? And if we need to talk to the county commissioners, we can do that as well. I'll be seeing them tomorrow, actually.
How does it, if there's four, well, I guess you don't have it ought to be in.
Sorry.
It only should be one getting replaced.
It's fine. I talked to her a bunch of times about it.
Not three.
Three and then two.
Three out of four, you know.
Well, one of them's at large.
Right.
So
this one will have three, and then in 2 years it'll be two.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how they've divided that up, because you potentially could have change out the majority of your board with the way that the rotation is on with the three, with the one at large and the two precincts.
Someone talked to me, well, is either of you want one that has seven?
Yeah,
seven?
They do, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Paralysis.
Okay. Well, Karen, we'll dive into this a little bit more. Don't have a panic attack just quite yet.
Have a night off. At least twice a year.
I'm so turned to her. I don't know how if I hadn't reached out again to her today.
She would have not even responded.
You know, for how long? You and it, you responded right back.
Well,
got their
keep this, because it might come in handy if we have to talk to the commissioners. So keep the correspondence, please. Okay. We'll get some information on that and see where we're at. Thanks, Dusty, for helping.
Hurry on that, don't you?
Yeah, that might be on the special meeting. We might want to have some of that on the special meeting.
For the,
some answers.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
That's all, that's fine. I got both things waiting on me on the special meeting. Okay, I get it.
Okay, no pressure, Dusty. All right, Dixon.
You may not want to talk to me.
Dixon, up to you.
Okay, on the water contracts, Mighty City said they're ready to sign, and they just needed a copy that didn't say draft on it, so I sent it to them a couple weeks ago, but I haven't heard back. East Duchesne, haven't heard back. Talked to Rodney about Duchesne City, asking for additional acres of water. He said he'd take it to the board, to his city council, but so far, nothing back from Duchesne City, so that's where we're standing. Sounds like Mighton is getting ready to sign it and then send it to us. But other than that, the other two we're still waiting on. But we're still billing. I mean, Duchesne City is still selling us water. We're still selling East Duchesne water, and we're still billing them. So at that rate.
So status is the same, I guess, as far as...
And Jim's got, he's been talking to Dan Karen about the House of Hope, so we'll let him tell you.
Dan Karen's putting in a two-bedroom apartment on the north side of their, the existing structure there, and they, on the north. It'll be right, it'll be between...
Is it where that hole's dug?
Yeah, I don't know what...
Well, they got a hole dug that's east of the existing building.
I thought they said to the north, but... But they're going to put another building with the two apartments, and they have an inch and a half connection there, and he came to me and said, do I need to buy another connection? I said, with that inch and a half, you've got more than enough water. So I said I'd come to you guys and ask if you would allow a sub-connection for that And the suggestion would be is to allow a subconnection to House of Hope's 1.5-inch connection for the apartment duplex to the north of the existing structure with a conditional use attached to the existing service application stating if buildings are sold or separated, a connection will be purchased within 30 days of closing or water will be shut off.
So to qualify, is it going to be a duplex then?
I called him today and said I would like to know what the name of it is. If they're calling it an apartment,
okay,
but it's got two bedrooms and then a common area, a kitchen.
Oh.
So it's not really
single,
a duplex.
Just basically a single dwelling.
With
okay.
Two bedrooms, I guess.
Okay.
That
makes sense. So it's not going to have two kitchens, two separate living areas. It's just going to be a single family dwelling. Okay.
So we can call it just for the apartment?
Yeah.
The duplex.
Yeah, don't put duplex because duplex is two separate units.
Okay.
That would be three services, essentially, if it's a duplex.
Okay.
So I was meeting with Steph when for the pre-agenda last week, and Dan came in and... like Jim said, it's for a good cause. This is a recovery home that they do, as you guys all know. And with the provision that Jim came up with, I think we're covered as far as if they sell that, and we've explained that to Dan. If they sell it or it changes ownership and stays the same, we probably ought to put that in there. If it changes ownership and stays the same, they still probably need to come in and renew the conditional use connection or the subconnection, just so the new owners are aware that if they sell it, that connection will be terminated in 30 days. So any transaction ownership of record, we probably need to state that in the agreement.
Why would you want to do it that way as opposed to just selling another connection?
He will have. The reason we don't want to sell him another connection is just to keep the cost down for what they do. They just do it under limited funds and that. And they've asked us a couple times to help them out. We're like, we don't know how we can help you out in this way. We're helping them out.
Okay.
So this was just a little help with the community, and they're doing a good thing. So I thought, well, I'll bring it to the board and ask them and see if we can help you guys out.
Well, I think if there's adequate water and they follow that protocol, whatever that is, that if it does change hands or anything, that it has to be addressed with a new meter at that point.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, the House of Hope, the actual place, is not a living, right?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes, they all live there. So this is a transition home.
Yeah.
That Dan's wanting to do to graduate them into the workforce, get them on their feet. So it's going to be the graduates and have another layer of progression for them, I believe.
They probably have to pay a rental fee or something to help them.
Probably, to help them. Life. Yep. Wasn't that the case, Jim, that you kind of got from him? It's just a transition home, apartment, to try to get them on their feet. And he may want to do more. If he does more in the future, then he'll probably have to get another connection. But he's talked about doing some things in Roosevelt City as far as this goes, but more units than just one. So I'm kind of surprised he's just wanting to do one.
My only caveat I would put is that, you know, as long as there's adequate flow, we can maintain that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he has an issue. He shouldn't have a problem. But I think we got to make sure that we're willing to help, but there's flow issues and we need to be revisited.
Mm-hmm. That takes the liability off of us to provide flows for two connections just in case. It's a layer of protection, right?
I just don't, whatever, I'm more than happy to help whatever we legally can do. I mean,
I guess it'd be interesting where they're planning to tie onto that line from where, you know.
Somewhere after the meter.
Yeah.
Well, right, but you'd have, right. Definitely have to be tying on at the 1.5-inch part.
I talked to what's his name, the director?
Leo.
Leo, yeah. And he basically what we decided on is they would run it straight west from where that house is. So
is the hole they dug in the northeast?
It's about right here.
It's right there, just barely east of the other building.
So what we were talking about is they'd go straight west with the water line and then come in and hook in just past the meter right here. Then if they had to, at a future time, hook into the water line, they would just extend it from there straight out to the water line.
Was there any discussion on their wastewater field? Where's it at?
That's what my thought was, is how's Tri-County handling this one?
I don't know anything about that one.
But I guess that's...
Because I thought that drain field...
Is that drain field to the north?
I think it was.
So they're digging a line right through their drain field?
Well, I think that's where it was.
I don't know. So that's a good point.
I'll find out, I guess.
and in addition, though, I mean, it's not our conversation to have, but they're going to have to put another drain field in for this.
Yeah, it'd have to have another drain field.
But anyway, that's not our problem, I guess. Okay, what do you want to do with this? It's a good resource to the community, yeah. They do a lot of good things for the people that go through that program.
I just want to get us into a problem like we have with Shiners, you know. I mean, that was something that helped somebody out and kind of come back to bite us a few times.
More than a few times on that one.
Yeah, and it's something we can't resolve.
I think if we, and we may want to put eyes on this agreement before we give it to them, because there's going to be a lot more now than what there was an hour ago, just to make sure, you know, I think we can address everything. Jim's got most of it addressed in what he presented, but the extra layer, if it does stay the same, I think that one definitely is crucial. If it stays the same permitted use, changes owners, the new owner needs to realize and be brought up to speed on the agreement on the connection. If there's anything else, I don't know. Don't want to complicate it too much, Jim, either, I guess. But you're right, Dean. We do need protected, though.
Interesting to know if they went through Tri-County Health and the Duchesne County Building Department.
I'm sure they did the building department because he was looking for a letter of water availability.
And I know he went through Tri-County because he was complaining about them.
That's right. That day he came in. So check those boxes. So I think it's all up and up. It's all legal as far as what he disclosed to us. So.
I think that's...
Okay. Well, we'll entertain a motion on that if you guys are ready to cobble something together.
All expenses on the owner.
Right, yeah, it's not going to be anything on us. But.
Read that one right here.
Suggestion is to allow a subconnection to House of Hope's 1.5-inch connection for the apartment to the northeast. Of existing structure with the conditional use attached to existing service application stating if buildings are sold or separated, the connection will be purchased within 30 days of closing or water will be shut off or new conditional use to new application.
Okay, the motion's been made. I'm not going to repeat it, but the whole thing?
It's wrote down.
So it's wrote down, yeah. So motion's been made to accept a subconnection at the House of Hope. Do we have a second? With stipulations.
I'll second.
Okay, Dusty seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. We don't need a second
set of eyes on that, Jim. I think you got enough that you can.
And we'll have him do basically a new application at this time, I think, with all this on it.
Make sure we file that, though, somewhere that we know where it's at and that doesn't get lost. Because that one's going to, we don't want it to come back to bite us.
Yeah.
Scan it, get it in digital as well.
Well, she puts it right on the Polaris.
Okay. Then, okay. It's attached to the account then?
Right.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. You'll let him know, I assume. Okay. Dixon, anything else?
The fencing.
Okay.
I think Jim drew a diagram up there.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you guys and show you exactly how we're thinking about doing the fence. It's roughly 1,000 feet of fence that we'll be putting in. The green line is Dale's fence. The red line, we can put a gate there that's closer to the office, or we can go back to the north corner and do 100 feet across there and put gates up there.
So,
where's our
gates here you're talking?
Yep.
Right here, gates.
And then gates on the other side too. Yep.
Yep, okay. And this is just out of the parking lot.
And but the 100 foot and the 75 foot are just options of where we was going to put them. We're just talking about that.
Oh, here. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think we need additional protection for that shop area?
I don't think so. We're thinking about doing the slats in the chain link so we can see in.
Privacy fence. So that would be just back at the 100.
Yeah, and then that equals the 46-foot offset from the property corner. Just
so how far off from the pole building?
I can't remember what it is. It's something like 25 feet. It's got some.
So the whole building didn't be there.
Yeah.
25 feet on the west of the east of the building. I like this one here because if we have more parking area, if we have to overflow.
For the 75 foot one worried me about cars parking and then
and running into
either hitting the fire hydrant or backing into the fence.
Right. So. I like that idea.
Okay.
Is there any security cameras now?
Not yet.
We'll be planning.
Yeah, we've got to get doing that.
Get the fence and then some security.
Might need the security before with the election.
So where would you put on that 100 feet on this left-hand side, on the east side, or west side? Where would you put the gate? You'd probably want to put it where the right-of-way is.
Yeah. Well, it don't matter if it's on the right-of-way or not right now. Because Dale's fence is right down the middle of the right of way. But we
see if yeah, I get it. But if Dale has access to how many feet on that side, our side is it? I can't remember. 20 feet?
20 sticks in my mind.
So you got 20 feet access on that. I don't, you know, because he does utilize that.
I could put 220s there. So I can open up 40 feet wide there or something. I want a big opening to get back in that. And then not so much on this side.
If you did the automatic gate, so you're going to have enough room to...
I think we'll only put the automatic gates on the east side.
Okay. Just one set?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Then manual on the west side.
I just think the same head or any kind of question or problems, probably ought to make sure that the access, the 20-foot access is on that side.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Do we have to allow him access all the time?
Could we get that? Well, we gave him the easement, right?
Yeah, he has the easement.
Could we talk to him? The only reason we were going to do that is because we were going to put a road there, right?
No, the county made us do it, I think. Because he's got one on the other side of him, too.
Really? Why was that?
Which I don't even know how there's even room with Crowley's house there.
Well, look into it maybe and see what we... I'd hate that property is just going to be unutilized if we leave it out of the fence.
Well, I don't say leave it out. I'm just saying that if he needs access, if he's going to want to utilize that 20 feet...
And we don't want to fence it if he's going to have access because we want to conceal it.
I'm just saying that maybe you can just consider where your gate goes based off of that. That's all I'm saying.
And that's what I'd do, swing 120 right off his fence and another 20. So that there would be
the 20 on his.
I'm not, yeah, I mean, he would have, he has a right to that, whether he uses it or not, he does have 20 feet of right on that side.
On our side.
Yeah, just like we could go on his side. He locks the gate on his
well,
side.
Well, do we want to maybe tackle and that discussion before we do a fence? As far as, is it going to get utilized? If it's not, let's relinquish the
easement. Maybe the neighbor thing to do anyways is to chat with him.
I think just have a chat with him, see what his intents are, see what we're thinking about fencing it. If he doesn't need that easement anymore or want it,
county, we have access right to 20 feet on his side.
I don't know why the county would.
They locks it.
It was something to do with just the subdivision of it.
For access? Mm-hmm. Because he had more than one lot. He had to have. If they required that road, that would have been why. But now he has an access through his, I don't know, chat with Dale. He'll know, I'm sure, why he had to do what he did. So, okay. Any luck on finding any contractors to do anything?
No.
Okay. Maybe Salt Lake?
Yeah, I'll start reaching out to Wasatch Front.
I'd like to go local, but can't get any bites on things. So, okay. Thanks for that. That's great visual, so we kind of know what you're looking at. It's a need with the cost of everything. Securities, we aren't secure at all. We've got thousands of dollars worth of stuff sitting back there that could be walked off at any time.
It happens. It's over there at Storm Well Service. They lost some stuff.
You know what I can't believe is Strata. Down there by me, they're doing some fiber. Left a big spool of probably 2,000 foot of locator wire right on the side of the road, copper locator wire, just sitting right there. It might not be there in the morning.
Yeah, it's still there.
It's still there when I get home. No, I'm just kidding.
A little devil on your shoulder there?
The thief came out and me thought, my heavens, that's probably a couple of grand worth of wire just sitting right there. Anyway. Okay. Dixon, anything else?
No.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Discussion on health insurance. Is Karen covering this one? Or you guys?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah, Karen is.
Okay.
I wonder if she's going to get something.
I think she ran to the restroom. We can.
So I tried to reach out to DEHP today and I haven't done it.
Oh, did I send you a number? I didn't, did I? The guy in Bernal.
No.
I meant to do that last week.
We are talking with a guy that does insurance, and I mentioned to him, it's Rocky Mountain Insurance, and he goes, if you do it with a group, just you guys pay it yourselves. You guys give us an allowance for insurance, and then we'll go get our own insurance.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no group discount or anything like that?
So it's a lot cheaper than what we're paying, from what he was telling me.
Can you comply with the group law that way?
That's what I asked him, and he says there's no penalties or anything for the employer or the employee with how he's got it set up.
So,
he's in the Wasatch Front, but their main office is in Oregon.
So you have a stipend? Employees yet, and then on them to determine where and
yep.
who and how.
We'll get our own insurance. but we looked at the plans on PEHP, and it's all Greek. You can't understand what you're even getting,
right?
Or how much it's going to cost you. So I called him twice today, and he never returned my call.
There's a guy in.
I agree.
That's where it's at now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in Vernal, and I deleted the text. I meant to forward it on to you, but that he's a representative. They have multiple reps for PEHP. Some are great, some are not great at all. And they have so many different, like Jim and Dusty are saying, they have so many different options, HSA plans and...
Star,
premium, the whatever.
Ours are the Advantage.
The Advantage, yeah.
And
they have high deductible with an HSA. So there's multiple options, but without a good representative, it's hard to know what our options are, what we can do. We're a small group, but what kind of deals can they get for us with a staff of four? So we talked about throwing it on here and having that discussion of it might be time to go shopping. Eye care is not the best. Doesn't sound like the dental. Do we even have dental?
We have dental, but we don't have to help clarify.
The cleanings or something? Or, yeah. Or Jim just didn't want to get his teeth cleaned. I think that's what it was.
The dentist.
So I guess for the short term, it is due the 18th, right? 19th of May to re-up, which is weird to me because I'm on a fiscal year, I guess. Every July we... No. I'm lying to you.
Is this PHP? Is that a government?
It's
public employee health plans.
Okay.
So it'd probably be to our advantage to maybe get some reps and have them give us some options. If it's not PHP, let's get a couple of different providers and start the conversation.
Rocky Mountain didn't get back with you today, did they?
So we're probably going to have to... We don't have a meeting in between now and this next one, so we're probably going to have to figure out what we're going to do. This is also going to roll into the compensation discussion of, you know, picking up the insurance, because we've always picked up the insurance. That's going to be the discussion as well in the overall, this third party consultant as well, so...
So when you go on to this site, you really can't even tell what they're... good for?
Well, like, there's this Star HSA, and is it really $3,000 a month now? I mean,
for an HSA.
For an HSA, yeah. The employer.
Okay, so how much goes into the HSA?
So you can max it. The employer can max it out. And I want to say you can put in, I don't know what it is, 20-something, 2,500 maybe, say. It's more than that. I don't have all the numbers, but maybe what we should do is, well, we got to figure out one step at a time.
You're not on an HSA right now.
No, I'd like to be.
Right, and they offer that. The PHP offers that because every city employee we are mandatory.
Absolutely, I got the HSA. Yeah. I'm under PHP, and I've got the
Star HSA. Or whatever it is.
I got the Star HSA.
That's what I've got as well. Mandatory, they made all city employees go to that.
But it took me quite a bit of time to figure out what I wanted because it is complicated.
Yeah.
And then you guys not make it easy. No more than we do then.
I'm on that.
Right.
I would like the health savings. Yeah.
So who's your rep? Do you have somebody locally here or is that the city? Let's get together and see if we can get this guy from Vernal.
It's not Rick.
No.
It's Saki.
No. It's not. Anyways, let's see if help me remember, I guess, and send me a text or something. I'll try to get that information. I had it, I deleted it, though. Let's start there, maybe. And I'm not saying that's the right one, but at least we can get some information of some options with the HSA and what they offer. But for the short... We can work on that in between now and next regular scheduled board meeting and come back with some things. But for the short term, we don't really have a good option to switch now, so we're going to have to address this moving forward with this company with the 3.5% increase. I thought it'd be a lot more than that.
That's good.
Usually it is.
Well, they changed the deductible, too.
They raised the deductible on them?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know what that is?
It's on your paper.
Oh, sorry, I didn't read far enough. Single family, or just a single person, double. What does that mean? So the single.
So right here.
For a single person.
What's this for two people?
Two people.
And then a family. Yep. Oh, they offer that?
This has got to be the best you can ever get. Look how happy them people are.
It's because they didn't go to the dentist.
Well, it's brilliant because they got the trend. Oh, never mind. I can't see.
Yeah, sure you can.
No, I can't.
So gender affirmation surgery.
There's a lot of confused people. We'll just leave it at that.
Then you have to check my mental health.
That's right. Okay.
Where did I see that they changed it? I read it somewhere. I thought I didn't answer.
What are you looking for?
Deductible. I thought deductible, there was a
adjustments, yeah.
Did anything change in it, or did they even go over it at all with you?
They talked about a lot of things when at that meeting, but I haven't marked anything because...
The changes to your deductible, though, it's, as far as you know, it was the same? What is your deductible on this plan?
I think it's around $1,500.
Okay. All right, well...
All right, here. July 1st, single deductible will increase from 14 to 15, and the family deductible from 28 to 3.
That's a starting HSA.
So it raises a couple hundred bucks.
Starting HSA, I think.
No, that is the
traditional advantage. Yeah.
So that's how they got away with it.
That's the most expensive one. Is the
star.
The traditional advantage.
Oh. Okay.
I remember right from when I did it. I got open enrollment right now too, so I got it that I haven't declared this year what I'm doing.
So two things on this, I guess.
So how do you declare it?
Just like which one I want.
Two things on this, I guess. Do we want to go shopping? And what do we want to do?
Yeah.
I don't think we have a lot of choice on what we've got now. We're going to have to probably stick with it. But we do have a 3.5% increase.
It's ridiculous.
So.
You have these different types of. I remember this.
Until we get the rest of all this stuff figured out. Until we get the rest of it all figured out.
And like for us out here, almost all the work for us is at this height. Oh, this is a mess.
So what's your.
I've never seen that.
Oh, HSA contribution limits, $3,850 single, $7,750 double. Catch it.
So $3,000 a month or a year? That's a year.
More often than one that I had.
Or is that a... That must be a year.
I don't remember any pharmacy benefits. I've got six of them. Five of them. I think we have two. This is wide open. Yeah.
So we probably want to go shopping.
We need to know what, because I don't even know why they're quoting us. I guess if we stay status quo, it's not they're quoting us, but there's so many options here. They can go way up or come
right
down.
And that's why we need somebody to, one of their reps to come and give us a pitch, or the employees a pitch.
So you guys that are on this, how does your stuff compare to what?
So the high deductible, it's 7,000 per family, I want to say.
The maximum?
Yeah.
The 3,000 for the deductible.
Per person.
Out of pocket maximum, it's like
7,000.
75.
For per family. Mm-hmm. So we pay up to 7,500 bucks. But how this works is your employer, we would be putting into their HSA account maximum...
Well, 38
for a year?
Well, the employer doesn't have to contribute to an HSA.
No, they don't have to, but we could.
The state, yeah, you have the option, like the state, what do they put in? $1,000 for a family?
So this, for example.
So what, HSA is a health
savings account. So it's a credit card, basically, that you use for anything from...
eyeglasses.
Anything medical, anything, prescriptions.
Tagging cabs,
yeah, anything you got. So it's and it rolls over. So the nice thing about it is it rolls over on that card from year to year to year to year, and it's yours.
And you can invest it after so long.
And when you're retired, that's a savings that you've accumulated for 10 years or 15 years or however long you've worked. So if you don't use it, you don't lose it. It stays there.
Yeah.
Which is a huge benefit, long term. So it's worth looking into. I like it, but on the other hand, I don't like the high deductible part of it. But just don't go to the doctor.
If it's not good if you basically have health conditions that you're going to max your deductible out every year. It's not good.
Yeah. But if you don't go to the hospital as much as some, then it or having babies and things. None of you guys are still having kids, I don't imagine, so that's a benefit.
Never know.
But let me get the contact that we work with. He's out of Vernal, and he's really good. At least we can get some opinions from him. Yeah. So Jim, if you'll keep in touch with me on that one, I'll okay. get some information, or we can get some information. So, okay, what do we want to do on this one here then? The 3.5%, that's the increase that we're looking at to keep the plan that we have right now.
As is.
As is. And it's due the 19th of May.
Just have to think that you just have to fight the increase and continue right now.
So we'll need that in that. Sure. We'll need that in a motion, I guess.
I would make a motion that you pay the 3.5% increase in continuation of their insurance.
Okay. Dan moves we pay, Johnson Water will pay the 3.5% and keep the insurance the same as it is now. Paul seconds.
To look into other options.
Okay. To look into other insurance options. Paul?
Second.
Okay. Paul seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Okay. We'll get to work on that.
Do you need a domestic partner? Or are you good? Ryder?
Yeah, we talked about it.
You have to be in a committed relationship for that.
Not going on with the mental health.
The thing is, I think once you're in this, you're in it for a year. So.
Which I do.
So.
That was the other question. If
it's getting kind of silly. So now let's grab getting silly. Gender reassignment survey, opt out.
Yes.
Oh, maybe legal risk is excluded.
I took my support animal up to check.
Well, I support you for a little while.
He's going to make you happy for a while.
So there was one question that Karen just brought up. If we put in for this now, it's a year deal.
A year commitment.
Look at this crap.
But can
this
we?
What you're saying.
Can we go?
But if we can, you know, if you get, you've got to tell the 19th to look, search some things off and change it.
Maybe don't check that box.
It's going to give us enough time, but we'll try. Let's.
No,
we are going to have one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we're going to have another meeting. So if we can get in touch with somebody, maybe the first of next week.
Yeah, because the Rocky Mountain guy definitely said next week he'd be with us.
Okay, let's get him, and then we'll get this guy from Vernal as well, and. Okay. Give us some options. So.
This takes me off.
Okay.
So what day do you want to meet next week?
If I want plastic surgery.
Well, let's see. Dusty's going to talk to the HR guy. I don't know as if we need to meet next week.
I'm going to talk to HR. Oh, okay. I just thought you hadn't met their assignment.
But we have until the 8th, the 19th on this insurance. So we'll have to meet next week.
Yeah, I got 9-8 days.
So if you'll get with the HR guy and see what his timeline is, we'll have to have a meeting.
Who was the other one? Oh, Shelley.
We'll have to have a meeting next week sometime. So we'll communicate on him.
You know so many people. Hey, I don't know anybody.
Okay. One thing on old business that I had, the water assessment.
It can't be next Wednesday. If I miss another banquet, or next Thursday, I'm going to be out of family.
I'm going to be hungry.
Dusty's.
I'll be more than just that meal.
You're out next Thursday?
Yeah. The last meeting, I missed my daughter's honors banquet.
Maybe Wednesday?
That house, the whole living.
What's Wednesday look like for y'all next week?
You can have a meeting if you want, but just not with me on that day. Wednesday's fine with me.
Okay. Should we tentatively plan for Wednesday?
So that'd be May 17th?
Yes.
Authority discussion.
Just pencil it in. If we need to change it, we can. If by chance this guy doesn't have the stuff ready for us on the consultant side, that's kind of what's going to hinge. Okay. All right, let's just...
That's where you're going to have to meet before the 19th when this center's due, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think he'll give you a few days.
19th on a Friday.
Especially if we're working with the PHP
side
of things.
We need to meet on Thursday. This is not going to be easy.
Well, let's shoot for Wednesday if we can. Okay, old business, the water assessments. So when we split the property, or the shares of water, when we sold the 50 shares, Dry Gulch, we had a meeting last night, they would not approve the transfer unless the assessments were paid. So we haven't paid our side of the assessments yet. Wyatt has went in today and paid his 50 shares. So we need to go in before next Wednesday and pay our 50 shares of D. Did we pay the... I don't think we paid any of ours.
We haven't, because I was going to ask you, because the paper I got had them all on there.
Okay.
It's due the 13th, no?
By next Wednesday, they said. So it must be the
17th. So Wyatt took care of his 50 share.
Today he went in and took care of his. So the bill... Let me see what Bonnie sent me today. The bill for us is going to be... She split the surcharge, $10 in half, so gave $10 to Wyatt, $10 to us. Our total is $935 for the remaining 50 shares. So with the motion was made last night that the certificate certificate transfer would be approved if these are paid by next Wednesday. So if we can, they're not in, she's not in tomorrow, so it'll have to be Monday or Tuesday. We'll have to.
Isn't there an under 65 shares?
Not a D.
Because there's only 80 C.
They're on two certificates. That's okay. What happened, right? Because we had one with 100.
And then the 50.
And another one. Yep.
And then the 80.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I believe so, right, Karen? When you found that certificate, there was two Ds?
Yeah, there was two. Okay. One with 100 on it.
Okay. Okay, so let's... Don't go past Wednesday, because we'll get a... We'll auction a share off. So, all right, that's all I had for old business, unless anybody else has anything.
I move we go into closed session.
Okay,
for the code 52425205.
Okay.
Percent.
There you go. Discussion. Okay. Property as well. Oh, probably want to throw that on there.
Okay. For what?
Personnel and property. Okay. So it's been moved. We go to the closed session by Paul. We have a second.
You have to do this for all four, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We have to have a second first.
Yeah.
A second.
Okay. Seconded by Dan. Roll call. Start with Dean.
Aye.
Dean is aye. Dan?
Yes.
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 Dusty, yes.
Yes.
Yes. On Paul. Chair, yes. All right.
Got your name.
I cleared out fast.
I got kicked out of the meeting because of closed session today, too. Same subject.
Yeah.
It was in Carbon County.
They're at their city, or their... What
it was Seven County.
Oh, they're Seven County. Mm-hmm. Do you have an affidavit paper?
Yeah, because I
have... The bad thing is that I had